Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Arrests topping 700, more than 90 guns seized, at least 9 days without a single murder. The fruits of President Trump's crackdown on crime in Washington, D.C. As of today, some of the 2,000-plus National Guard soldiers deployed to the streets of D.C. are armed. And it's not just the capital city, the White House touting its drive to make all of America safe again.
The effort called Summer Heat has netted over 4,700 arrests and more than 1,000 illegal firearms have been taken off the streets. The initiative has also led to the recovery of 270 children, many of whom were victims of human trafficking. The Trump administration's focus on supporting law enforcement and equipping them with the necessary tools is delivering results. Another example, within the last week, the FBI has apprehended one of its top 10 most wanted fugitives, marking the fourth top 10 apprehension since January. Ken Lorman reporting.
And the president's considering a D.C.-style crime-fighting initiative in another major U.S. city.
Chicago's a mess. You have an incompetent mayor, grossly incompetent, and we'll straighten that one out probably next. That'll be our next one after this. And it won't even be tough.
The president also suggests sending troops to Baltimore to clean up crime in that city, and he mentions New York as well. It is very hot and very dry across the West, and that's fueling wildfires. Thousands of homes are under evacuation orders and warnings because of wildfires in Northern California's wine country and in Central Oregon. Salvadoran national Kilmar Abrego Garcia faces deportation to Uganda after he checks in later today with immigration officials in Maryland. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 99 points, and NASDAQ futures off 79. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good Monday morning. It's 6:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's an early delay on 83 southbound coming just inside the state line at the 439 bridge as you're coming south. It looks like right now they're still blocking the right lane at that point, and they've been there for a while, at least 45 minutes to an hour. So there is a delay south of the state line. You'll single up and move over, and then from there, at least going down into Belfast Road, down to Hunt Valley. The lanes are open. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. JFX is clear and a good start, at least, with the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Monday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Mix of clouds and sun and highs in the low to mid 80s. Cooler temperatures on the way later this week with dry conditions ahead. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. CASA of Maryland is planning to hold a morning rally in Baltimore as Kilmar Abrego Garcia reports to the ICE field office. Abrego Garcia is facing possible deportation to Uganda unless he pleads guilty to human smuggling charges. Abrego Garcia was living in Maryland earlier this year when he was deported to El Salvador in what the White House called an administrative error. The native of El Salvador is currently facing human trafficking charges related to a 2022 traffic stop in Tennessee, and he's been returned to Maryland while awaiting trial. CASA says it's holding a rally in front of the ICE office at 6:30 this morning. The Maryland Transit Administration is investigating a cybersecurity incident involving some of its systems. According to the MTA, the incident's affecting mobility scheduling systems along with service operations and real-time information and call centers. The MTA says its local bus, Metro Subway, Light Rail, MARC, Call-A-Ride, and commuter bus services are still operating, and they're encouraging all riders, especially students taking transit for this first day of school, to allow extra travel time and arrive early at their pickup locations. Cybersecurity experts and law enforcement are working to determine the extent of the incident and how it started. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. And another Oriole yesterday with his first Major League home run.
Here's Vasquez.
Wow. Vasquez clobbers one to left field. First big league homer is in the bullpen. What a week for Luis Vasquez.
Kevin Brown and Big Ben McDonald had the call on Masson. Vasquez, the fourth Oriole to hit his first Major League Baseball home run in four games. And it's all against the Astros, and none of the four was named Sam Basayo. This all in support of left-hander Trevor Rogers, who weaved in and out of trouble for his seventh win of the year.
Probably comparable to that Philly start. You know, I think I had one short inning all day. So, I mean, I just had to tip my cap to those guys. They were pretty solid in their approach, and they made me work for it. So,
Ravens, meanwhile, finished the preseason in resounding fashion, pounding the Commanders 30-3 on Saturday. Tyler Loop putting all doubts to rest at this point with a 61-yarder right down the pike with plenty of distance to spare. And the undrafted free agent Keon Martin staking his claim to a roster spot.
And oh, nice
intercepted.
Pick.
Nice.
And in for a pick six, Keon Martin.
Jerry Sandusky with the call on the Ravens simulcast. A lot of traffic in that defensive back room. Cutdown day will be tomorrow. Coming up in 30 minutes, Tommy Fleetwood is $10 million richer and a spectacular finish at Daytona. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months? And rebates up to $7,000. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And good Monday morning. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the week off.
You know, man, you're only kind enough to sit in with us this week. Good morning. How are you, bud?
Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
I am doing very well. I had a sleep study this past weekend.
A sleep study?
A sleep study this past weekend. I'll explain that to you. We'll get Chuck back in a minute because I know that if he hasn't had one yet, he wants to brace himself for what's about to happen. It's a fascinating process, though. It really is. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. There's an article, an op-ed, in the Baltimore Sun this past weekend that we'll be spending some time talking about. An economist who says America's most disappointing governor is this guy named Moore in Maryland. He says that economically, this guy has been a massive disappointment. Now, he actually lays it out, all the stats. You're down there. You're in the legislature right now. You're potentially going to be on the Baltimore County Council. So you've seen the numbers. He lays out all the numbers, and immediately what happens is all the letters to the editor begin to come in. This guy's just a partisan, blah, blah, blah.
He's a Democrat, I believe.
Yeah.
Orban Basu. He's a Democrat.
Orban Basu, yeah. So what do you know?
Well, that's perfect. I actually covered that on my podcast, which airs on Sunday nights on WCBM, by the way. And let's just talk about the numbers. Governor Moore signed into law the largest tax increase in the history of the state of Maryland. Under Governor Moore, we lost our coveted AAA bond rating. Under Governor Moore and the Democrat supermajority, by the way.
Yes.
By the way, you have seen tax increases, nickel and dime tax increases as well, whether it's vending machines, whether it's vehicle registration, sports, gambling. I mean, dozens of new taxes.
Yes.
But they're also, under Governor Moore, have seen a record of over 300-some fees increase. Many of them were not even voted on. It's all done. The governor could easily stop those fee increases, but he doesn't. And it really, if you be honest with yourself, makes Martin O'Malley almost look like those were the good times. Like he was doing somewhat of a moderate Republican-type way of governing compared to Westmore. So, yeah, I agree with him, Mr. Basu, the economist, that he has been the most disappointing governor in Maryland, and perhaps even the most disappointing governor in the United States of America. And then what he's doing now with President Trump only hurts Maryland's case further.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we're going to dive into that.
Yep, exactly. Now, the final paragraph, paragraph and a half. This is not to suggest that Maryland is deteriorating along all dimensions. For instance, the governor's mansion is improving nicely.
Yeah.
More than $2.3 million in state-funded repairs have been made to the structure since Moore and his family moved in. Quote, the most expensive repairs were the $737,000 project to replace the conservatory room windows. That's a lot of money for windows.
That is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money for windows. And the $359,000 elevator replacement. Other costs include $300,000 to renovate four of the mansion's 12 bathrooms. Well, gosh, you have to have nice bathrooms. If you don't have 12 good bathrooms in your house, I don't know what you're going to do. Seriously.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we want things to be safe with an elevator, but these exorbitant costs for things when we were... And one more point I wanted to make was the structural deficit. The only reason for that massive tax increase is because the Democrats created this multi-billion dollar deficit after the surplus they were left with.
Yeah.
So that was another little feather on the cap of the governor.
That's amazing if you think about it. And he walked in the door with a surplus. Happy camper.
Yep.
I got a surplus. And he promptly spent it plus more money that we did not have, which because we have to balance our budget every year, unlike the feds, then we had to say, well, how do we make that up? Well, easy. I'll tax you. I'll tax me. I'll tax the guy behind the tree. And that's exactly what has happened.
Yeah.
During the course of the show. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. I'm Bruce Elliott, and you are Chuck Whitaker. Good morning, Charles.
Morning. The right side of the roadway is still affected, southbound 83. It's right after the state line at Route 439. Most of it's off to the side, but as a precaution, they're still blocking the right lane. So it's a single lane as you're coming south from there. After that to Middletown Road, Belfast Road, everybody's okay. But right now, it has created a backup southbound. There's no impact at all on the northbound side. Beltway is filled in just a bit on the west side towards I-70 down through Route 40. And at least right now, no problems, no delays. We're clear at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mild today, a low humidity, a mix of sun and clouds. Temperature should be in the low to mid-80s. Boy, it's a nice weekend. This week will stay dry and feel very much like autumn. It's an autumnal kind of week. Right now, temperatures are very pleasant outside. 65 degrees currently in Pikesville. Downtown Baltimore, 71. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, Chuck, I just mentioned to Nino, I had a sleep study this past weekend. Now, if you've not had one yet, you're almost bound to have one. Because you know, we're at the point where you get tested for sleep apnea. That's what the test is. Let me explain to you, in theory, what's supposed to happen, and in reality, what actually does happen. In theory, you walk into a room they provided. It's a very nice room, very comfortable bed. They maybe attach one electrode to you somewhere so as to not disturb your sleep. A quiet music plays, perhaps. It drifts off, and you sleep soundly. Well, all the time, this one electrode is carefully monitoring you to see whether or not you have sleep apnea. You wake up refreshed, you go home. That's the theory. Here's the reality. They hook up like 107 different electrodes to your body. Wires everywhere. They hook them up to your ankles, to your calves. They hook one up to your, you know, one on each side of your upper chest. They hook one up as if they're doing a cardiogram at the same time, all around your heart. They hook up a whole bunch of them using some kind of a paste all over your head. All right? Now, I don't have a lot of hair right now, so it was easy to get the paste out, but you're beginning to get the idea. They're on your forehead. They're in your hair. They're behind your ears. There's nothing there.
Yeah, okay. Right? Just ask.
And then while you're in this tangle of wires, you get to lie down on a vaguely uncomfortable bed with a pillow that's like a rock. And they say, sleep well. And then the technician goes to the next room where somebody else is, and they have a loud conversation for the next 30 minutes. It's great. It's just perfect. And it's one of those mattresses that's all foam. Mm-hmm. So you get too close to the edge. Just roll off the damn thing.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Oh, it was great fun.
And what did they charge for this?
I don't know. I don't know. And I'm afraid to ask. So I got home on Sunday morning, and my wife looked at me and said, you look like you haven't slept at all. I said, well, yeah, duh. it was just a phenomenal experience. At the same time, they did give me a Nutri-Grain bar in the morning.
Oh, is that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah,
pretty much even the way I figure it out. So, guys, and women get sleep apnea too. Yes, yeah, Julie Ryder's here. Yeah, but this is a big problem for guys, particularly. If you've not had this yet, my only suggestion is, although they say don't nap before you do this, nap, because you're not going to get any damn sleep at night. That's for sure. So, that was my weekend, Chuck. How was yours?
I was in bed. With a bad head cold.
I hear this.
And I still have it. You hear near my nose.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, a little
get
bit.
Get better,
yeah.
Chuck. We need you at 100%.
Yeah. Oh, you got to be kidding.
Have you ever been 100%, Chuck?
I have. Yeah. It happened one time in 1972, I think.
But that was a cume. That was actually over 4 days.
There's no sense of getting crazy now, you know. Catch me while I'm wounded.
Yes, exactly. Today's the day we can pick on him, you know, because he'll be quite as quick with the scumbags.
If you want to kick me when I'm down, let me just lay down right here. Go ahead. It's all right.
It is hard for me to believe, Chuck, that we are at the end of summer. Or just about. Technically, we're not there yet, according
to... Well, I wish it was here.
Yeah.
It's just like living on the equator here until October.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. It was so pleasant this past weekend.
It was nice.
Yeah, matter of fact, I really thought I'm going to go out and golf 18 holes. And then I realized that I don't have any clubs.
And you're not getting paid $10 million like that guy just won yesterday. $10 million
for $10 million for the FedEx company. For the FedEx $4 million for the tournament.
So what is that? A $14 million takeaway?
I mean, I guess not bad for 4 days
all year long. Yeah. I guess the FedEx Cup, right? But $14 million, unbelievable.
Ooh. How are they going to send him his check? I was just wondering, welcome UPS. I'm just curious.
Incredible money.
Absolutely. Insane money. Well, but look, you know what? He's a performer. He's being paid for his performance. More power to him.
It was his first win on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
He's come in second a number of times.
Yeah, well,
but he's a good guy. I like Tommy Fleetwood.
Yeah, I liked all the, you know what? I liked his hits in the 70s as well. all of Fleetwood Mac, they were great. I love them.
Oh, yeah. I have a quick update for you.
Yes, please.
All the lanes are back open now on 83 South.
Okay, good deal.
Thank you.
From where to where? Where was it clogged before?
If you weren't, why weren't you paying attention?
I was actually, I'm a little off my game this morning.
So am I.
Yeah,
so am I, but I'm still here. I have to have the facts. So if I'm going to have the facts, you've got to listen to the facts.
I will be listening carefully.
State Road 439, first exit as you're coming south is State Line.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Slap him one time. He'll come around.
He's across the table. I can't reach him.
Okay, cool.
I'll check kind of Julie for that. I said, thanks, Chuck. We'll check back.
All right, thanks.
620 Talk Radio, 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
In today's world, it's easy to chase the dollar. But at Wallace Roofing, we've never operated that way. We believe in quality before profit, and that's been our approach for over 90 years. Every job we take on is done by our own crew and done with care. We're family-owned, third generation, and proud to say we've advertised on WCBM for over 20 years. That's because values matter, and so does doing the right thing. Call Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Above all, a good roof.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, we are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It is a Monday morning, very, very nice day outside. There's this guy, Adam Smith, he's a congressman. And it's funny because he is nowhere near the Adam Smith of financial history. This guy is way left. And he has a problem with Donald Trump. I mean, I think he has a problem that Donald wakes up and breathes the same air he's breathing. He's one of these kind of guys, you know.
And he just there's a lot of them in Congress.
He cannot tolerate the man. And so no matter what Trump does, Adam Smith is going to hate it. Now, I would view so far what has happened between Russia and Ukraine with Donald Trump pushing them both to the table to sit down and negotiate. I would view that as a moderate success. I mean, it's not that they both said, oh, kumbaya, we'll stop fighting right now. But getting peace is a long process. During the Korean War, it took months to decide the shape of the table. And that was repeated in Vietnam, to decide the shape of the table they were going to sit at. So this is quite an achievement, just to get these two sides to agree to sit down and talk with one another. Now, they've not done this yet. But the plan is to have a bilateral and then to have a trilateral after that. The tri would be us. The U.S. would be sitting in as well. But the bilaterals, those two guys, it's not our fight. You know, we have no vested interest in Ukraine except for the forever war people. They think we have an interest in Ukraine and in Bolivia and in everywhere, in Botswana and the Philippines and everywhere in the world. It's all us. We have to be there. We have to have our army there. We have to push, push, push. And what Adam Smith had to say about Donald Trump's failures, you're going to find just amazing.
That's amazing.
Because that's how he characterizes it. He fails on Ukraine. He fails on...
He fails on Ukraine.
He fails on getting his own policies in place. He fails on now having to want to have his very own police force, which is, you know, federalizing troops in Washington, D.C. That's his whole... He wants basically his own Praetorian Guard. It's insane, but it's instructive.
It is insane. And death and destruction for the last several years, no progress whatsoever in Russia and Ukraine. And now he has all these world leaders together.
Yeah.
He meets with Putin, meets with Zelensky, trying to get them to meet. And all of a sudden,
Adam Smith says,
this is another terrible failure.
That's right. You're catching on. 623, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, here he is at more than 100%. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels still running with the lanes open. Nothing major so far. Even 895 only has a brief delay. 95 is clear at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Some brake lights now on the west side outer loop starting to form up in that area between I-70 and the ramps at Route 40. Still a good ride towards the Capitol Beltway with the lanes open south along 95 BW Parkway with a little more traffic now from Arundel Mills down to the ramps at 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly mild, low humidity, a mix of sun and clouds today. Temps in the low to mid-80s. This week going to stay dry and feel very fall-like. It's real pretty outside right now. Both Dundalk and Edgewater both have 68 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This is Adam Smith. And he says Trump has absolutely bungled. He's really messed up Ukraine.
Well, what Trump has failed to do is he's failed to put any pressure on Putin. I mean, I'm not sure if it's Trump's incompetence as an international leader or whether or not it's affinity for Vladimir Putin that has led us to this place. But it's not complicated what the Trump administration needs to do. They need to put pressure on Putin to support Ukraine.
Period. So for him, the real solution is send more weapons, potentially send U.S. advisors. We have to put pressure on Russia, military pressure on Russia. There's no other way. If your option is first war, then peace, that's the mindset. The real difference for Donald Trump is I don't think he's particularly concerned about using weapons of war if necessary, but he thinks first about creating peace. He's done so in, what, six conflicts so far? Some of them going back 30 years? That he's gotten these people to sit down and say, we're going to stop killing each other now. And Trump's attitude is, you guys solve this now, or you guys solve it next week. You solve it now, that's good. You solve it next week, 7,000 more people have died.
You just made that point. Trump has been an incredible, peace president, really, both his first term and now. And this guy Smith, this representative, who is trying to play big league politics when Trump is actually the one in the room making things happen. This guy just criticized. And I get that. That's politics. But as I said, I mean, where was the criticism from this guy with Joe Biden? This whole conflict started under Joe Biden. That one foreign leader was just there last week saying, have you, and I think, was it
Finland?
Finland,
yeah.
And one of them said, if you were president, this would have never happened. Finland also, or did Putin say that?
No, somebody said it. Putin said that.
Yeah, Putin just said that. So the point is, Trump is trying to fix the mess that happened under Biden. And here's a representative, a Democrat, trying to blame all the mess on the current president. And it's just, it's typical, ugly, stupid, silly politics. When actual progress is happening, fast as we'd like, maybe not, but it's progress.
I know you're going back to prehistory for this, but once upon a time, the saying was, politics ends at the water's edge. Once upon a time, politics ended at the water's edge. Domestic politics was one thing, but when it came to international affairs overseas, politics ended. It no longer does. And we used to present a unified front overseas. That no longer seems to be the case. Smith says Trump has completely bungled what's going on over there.
Trump is bungling this. We had put together a 53-nation coalition that was helping Ukraine defend itself and has stopped Russia in its tracks in its invasion. The economy in Russia is going down. The casualty rates are appalling. There is pressure on Putin. And if President Trump could just continue that, could show unity and support for that 53-nation coalition promise to continue to defend Ukraine, that can force Putin to the bargaining table.
Now, I don't know what this week's numbers are, but historically, the numbers as far as financial commitment from those 53 nations is there's 52 of them, and there's us. And the us part supplies virtually everything. It's one of these, you know, these associations of nations. You know, I'll put my name on it, but you don't get a dollar. The Europeans have been lax. Day one, I said, this isn't our problem. It's the Europeans' fault. I mean, it's their problem. It's in their backyard. If Poland's concerned about this, then Poland should be taking action to help Ukraine directly. If NATO's concerned about this, they should be taking action directly. If the EU is concerned, then they should be taking action directly. It's not our fight. But for people like Adam Smith, man, if there's a fight anywhere, it's just an old joke, and I can't remember, I think it was Irish. An Irish guy walks down the street, sees two guys fighting on the side, and he says, this is a private fight, or can anybody join in? That's kind of the attitude these people in the Democrats have. If we're not involved, we're not having fun.
Yeah, exactly. I'm running for Baltimore County Council, right? I'm not a Ukraine-Russia expert, but I can use some common sense. There has literally been hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of casualties in this war. And this moron, I hate to say it, representative, when Trump is actually bringing these leaders together for peace, is trying to say he's bungling. bungling it all. It just defies logic.
Well, he's bungling it all because he doesn't want to send more money and more troops. If your mindset is the only solution, every problem you see overseas is a nail, then the only solution is a hammer.
Is a hammer, yep.
And that's where this guy is. So, all right.
And whatever Trump does, like you said, it's part of the problem with these people.
Absolutely. More coming up. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business now for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing, great financing available. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions. Glenn Burney, you'll find them at 410-766-8500. Jim Jennings, you'll find at 410-686-6700. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the very best team in Baltimore. Coming up on 630 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up, more from Adam Smith. He branches out to talk about everything else. Oh, it's delightful. Right now, though, it's Julie Ryder in news.
Well, good morning. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen had a virtual meeting with Kilmar Abrego Garcia Sunday. Abrego Garcia is back in Maryland awaiting trial after deportation to El Salvador and an arrest in Tennessee on human trafficking charges related to a 2022 traffic stop. Van Hollen traveled to El Salvador last April to check on Abrego Garcia, and yesterday was the first time they've spoken since the meeting. The senator told Abrego Garcia that he and many others have been fighting to ensure that his constitutional due process rights were respected despite the president's efforts to deny them. The administration claims the native of El Salvador is a gang member and must be deported. Van Hollen says Trump's cronies continue to lie about the facts and they're engaged in a malicious abuse of power, threatening to deport him to Uganda. Baltimore police investigating weekend shootings that left one dead and four injured. Friday night, a man was shot in the 700 block of Druid Park Lake Drive. He was taken to a hospital and pronounced dead. In northeast Baltimore, a man suffered non-life-threatening injuries Saturday night after a shooting in the 7200 block of McLean Boulevard. City police reported three Sunday shootings. A 63-year-old man shot around 2:30 a.m. in the 800 block of North Caroline Street. Another man wounded just before 3 p.m. in the 4400 block of Park Heights Avenue. And then at around 6 p.m., a shooting victim turned up at a hospital in northwest Baltimore. Police have not determined where the shooting happened. President Trump threatening to send troops to Baltimore as part of his national crackdown on crime. In his post on Truth Social, Trump said Maryland Governor Wes Moore's record on crime is a very bad one. He said he'll send troops to the city if he thinks it needs help. And an updated cell phone policy in place in Baltimore City schools for the 2025-26 year. City schools require student cell phones to be off, put away, and secure during the day. Use is only available with teacher approval or, in emergencies, with permission. Parents are to call the school to reach students. Coming up, we'll take a look at traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, deep breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
I've got your lottery numbers from last night, the pick 3368 and pick 4 2439. Now, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
All is well at the Bay Bridge and coming across 50 over to the Severn River Bridge and including the ramps at Ritchie Highway. We see school buses on the road, first day of school, in some of the counties around town. So be prepared for that. Just saw a school bus passing at 50 at Ritchie Highway heading over to the Severn River Bridge. JFX, you're clear. There will be at least some minor buildups now. A little more volume starting to form up southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Monday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Mix of clouds and sun and highs in the low to mid 80s. Cooler temperatures on the way later this week with dry conditions ahead. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Trevor Rogers etching his name in Oriole history yesterday.
That dude has earned the right to stay out there.
Never seen a run like this for a Baltimore Orioles pitcher. 11 straight starts of two runs or less. 7 innings, one run today from the unstoppable Rogers.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson as well as Big Bang McDonald. Rogers, the Orioles pitching story and perhaps the pitching story of the major leagues in 2025. And the Orioles bullpen holds on for a 3-2 win to salvage the final game of the four-game set. After the game, Rogers on the importance of going deep in this one for Baltimore.
I'm always trying to go deep into games. It's not my focus, but you know that's a goal every time out. And you know we got a 13 in a row stretch here. So the fact that I can go deep into games and give some relief to the bullpen to keep them fresh going forward, you know, it's just icing on the cake for me.
Elsewhere in baseball, Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh made Major League Baseball history yesterday in Seattle. Aaron Goldsmith had the call on the Root Sports Network Northwest. Cal Raleigh has done it indeed. Raleigh breaking the record of Royals catcher and future Hall of Famer Salvador Perez. 49 home runs by a catcher in a single season. Saturday in Landover, Tyler Lue put any doubts to rest, nailing a 61-yard field goal with plenty of room to spare, capping a 30-3 pounding of the Commanders. Lue on his range after the game.
I don't need to work on range much anymore. Now it's just consistency and accuracy. And repeatability and all those things.
And, of course, cutdown day tomorrow at 4 p.m. for the Ravens and the NFL. FedEx Tour Championship in Atlanta. Tommy Fleetwood, a perennial runner-up, no more.
The agonizing wait is over. Fleetwood, finally, for everything, the FedEx Cup title.
Call on NBC Sports. Tommy Fleetwood, a tour favorite, a two-shot win over Russell Henley, the first PGA title of Fleetwood's career. His 30 top five finishes. His 30 top five finishes.
Attention, federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Testing 1, 2, 3. I don't know.
You have no audio. You have no mic. Does Dino's work?
I don't know.
Your mic is working. Maybe your earphones aren't working.
No, my earphones are working. My mic's not working.
Oh, okay. No, Nino's mic is working. Could you two kind of sit really close together like Siamese twins and do the rest of the show like that? It would be fine if you did.
You mean to be conjoined?
Conjoined?
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're not conjoined.
Okay, well, there you go. That's the problem.
All right. Well, okay. Well, that was an interesting end to the sports report. Tommy Fleetwood. Bah! I love Tommy Fleetwood, by the way.
Yeah.
He's actually one of my favorite golfers. I'm glad he won.
Good.
Hey, just another quick note real quick. I'll do NASCAR at 7:05. The great Ron Turcotte, one of the great jockeys of all time, passed away over the weekend.
Oh, really?
84 years old. He was the one that rode Secretariat to the Triple Crown, obviously, and the great Ron Turcotte, two-time winner in all three, the Kentucky Derby,
the Preakness and the Belmont. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, he was one of the greats.
Yep, indeed. All right, more from you at 7:05.
If the mic works, yes.
Yeah, if not, then we'll just have you sit on Nino's lap as you did just now. It's one of the advantages of having a sports guy who's only 4'11. So nice.
Okay, none of that is true.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Let's head to the phones first thing this morning. Mark is in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine, gentlemen. Good morning. By the way, go Ravens in the big regular season opener next Sunday night in Buffalo against the Bills. That should be interesting. Here's a question. You had talked about the very first segment about Governor Wes Moore and his economic failing. I'm so excited about Ed Hill entering the race last Thursday or last Wednesday, whether last week. So if we can get Ed Hill to be elected as governor in a little over a year from now, how much damage can he reverse economically, number one, because there's too much high taxes, none of the purposes and everything else. Do you think Ed Hill can revert some of the damages that's being done right now? What do you think?
Nino, this is your bailiwick. You understand how the state budgetary stuff works because you've been there for a number of sessions. So is this reversible?
Well, we're still in the super minority, right? So that's a difficult task to overcome, so to speak. But the governor has so much budgetary power that a strong conservative governor, I'm not saying Ed Hale, but they can make a big difference. And to be honest, with the Democrats in the legislature, whoever that governor may be will have to be willing to play hardball, like Trump would be, to try to work with the Democrats. Not when I say work with them, I should say battle the Democrats in order to try to save money where it can be saved. So a governor, yes, could make a big impact. However, you're still up against a lot of mandated spending that has been voted in by the Democrats over the years. But there is a lot a governor can do, and in terms of entirely turning around, no. But yes, there's a lot a governor can do.
You slow the rot anyway. Yes. Mark, thanks for your call. Paul, here's the question for you. We saw a governor, a Republican governor, who did battle the supermajority, Bob Ehrlich, and they kicked his teeth in. It's reasonable kinds of things that we now have in our state. Let us authorize betting on in Maryland and use the revenue, he said very clearly, to help the schools or to help the horsemen. Those are the two options. We now have a horse industry that is waning, to put it kindly, in the state where it was once just beginning to blossom under Bob. And, of course, we still have chronic problems with school infrastructure. Not even with the quality of teaching, but we're going to go in one more time to winter in a handful of months, and there'll be Baltimore City schools that have no heat. And this is that's not excusable. I mean, there's been every damned year we find out, oh, this school and that school and the other school, they have no heat. Oh, you mean the heat just went out? No, they have no heat. And this has been going on since I started sitting behind this microphone.
So I wanted to add, and you're exactly right, I want to add another point. I mean, just look at it like this. Hogan, to his credit, vetoed a number of their bills, including the one that's bankrupting the state, and that's the Kerwin bill.
Yeah.
So the governor made the right decision, said no to that bill. They overrode it. But again, I emphasize, I mean, from a just a constitutional point of view, the governor does have a lot of budgetary power in the state of Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. This in from Bob and Glen Burnie. See if you can't see humor for here, folks. Morning, Bruce. I've done that sleep study a couple of times. I could not tolerate the CPAP. Neither can I. I can't do the CPAP. I just can't do it. He said, I purchased a wedge, which elevates my upper torso. It's worked great. I no longer snore. I stayed up all night to make sure. Thanks, Bob. I guess that's the solution we're looking for. Talk Radio 680 WCPM. What do you say other than, wow, I should try that. Oh, I did, actually, on Saturday night during the sleep study. It's 6:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Food news comes up in a couple minutes. This is such good news for Kristen because at least one of the stories has to do with one of her favorite food groups, pumpkin spice. 6:43, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Here he is in just about full voice. Good morning, Chuck.
Almost. Just the fact that guy sent that in, they should give him a wedgie.
Yes. Pretty clever, actually.
Yes, I understand. Yeah. But, you know, because I went through a lot of trouble.
Yep.
And, you know, got the wedge instead. Okay, whatever. 895 now, some brake lights right around O'Donnell Street, starting to back up a little bit here back to the Erdman Avenue ramp. So that's normal for this time in the morning. Of course, keeping in mind that 895 only has two lanes southbound. Fort McHenry Tunnel has four lanes, and so far everything is good there going into the tunnel and then eventually south towards 395. Now, the west side outer loop has started to fill in that stretch between the area of 795 down through the ramps at Frederick Road, and we'll start to see that increasing now. And then the Parkville side, last check, and still doing fine, but starting to slow a little bit right here at Hartford Road and then over towards Perry Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mild today, a low humidity, a mix of sun and clouds. Temps are going to be in the low to mid 80s. This week, stay dry and feel fall-like all week long. Ellicott City right now has 65 degrees, right now Essex has 70 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it's time for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Yes, time once again for Chuck's Food News, a public service in the name of our good friends at the food and beverage industry and in the name of one Butterball Johnson.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
Yes. Well, could you wait till after the show, Chuck? I mean, just a thought.
I'll go right now if it's all right.
Okay.
I got a recliner here. It's fine.
All right. So, Goldfish has now teamed up with Dunkin' Donuts.
No.
Yes. They have now released Pumpkin Spice Grahams for the third year. Kristen, your day is made. It's two beloved brands team up to bring you the pumpkin spice snack of your dreams. For me, that'd be nightmares, but okay. I mean, if pumpkin spice is your thing, now you have yet another reason to go either to your local store to find the pumpkin. I don't know if they have in the local store just in your Dunkin'. It could be. By the way, if it's Dunkin', they just dropped the Dunkin' Donuts part of Dunkin', so it's just Dunkin'. Why could they have not done that with the country store thing? You know, what do you think? Just stop it. Fine? Yeah. Just a thought. Story number two, Heinz has made a ketchup smoothie.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Why?
I know. Oh. Heinz and Smoothie King have teamed up for a limited edition, I hope it's very limited, ketchup smoothie. It combines acai, sorbet, strawberries, raspberries, apple juice, and ketchup. The ketchup smoothie is now available for a limited time in select cities while supplies last. The deep red drink blends all those wonderful flavors. According to both brands, the flavor is refreshingly sweet with a hint of tang. Oh, like the astronauts had.
Yeah, right.
And this, because I know that this is your kind of story, Chuck. Man opens a whiskey bottle he had saved for 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, to start off, it was like an 18-year-old scotch or bourbon. So he opens it up after 17 years. It was a 15-year-old Johnny Walker, 15. And he found out that the cork had completely disintegrated. He was in tears because of this. Might I point out, this happens to wine bottles all the time, sport. Get yourself a coffee filter and simply pour it through the coffee filter into something you can use to decant it, and you'll be just fine. And if you want, Chuck, Nino, and I, and actually Julian, we'll all come over. The entire team will come over and test it for you. We'll each have a glass or two to make sure that it's okay, that your now 30-plus-year-old bourbon is drinkable. Because I got it. I'd hate for you to have bourbon that wasn't just perfect for you. Bunch of
well, wine. I mean, as long as I get a little taste of it, I mean, you know, I'll share.
Yeah, a little taste, like half the bottle.
Yeah, normally. That's a little taste for me.
Well, it sounds like the kind of bourbon you drink neat. You know, it just without any ice or anything. So,
you know, it's funny because I don't drink liquor. I don't like liquor.
Don't you?
Or bourbon, things like that. I'm not into that.
Yeah, you like simply the hard stuff.
I like Boone's Farm with a twist-off cap.
Yes.
The good stuff.
Very nice. Bottled yesterday.
Final story, because I know that she is your favorite, Chuck. Panera Bread has churned out sourdough bread in honor of Taylor Swift.
No.
Yes. She's everywhere.
Jeez.
She has actually provided the inspiration for a limited edition In My Sourdough Era sweatshirt available for $13.87, which I'm sure you can have rushed to you right away. Yeah. You can get this in a bundle of the loaf, the loaf story meal. They'll ship to you a sourdough loaf, bread bowls, a French baguette, and, of course, the limited edition In My Sourdough Era sweatshirt, available for $13.87. And, of course, they will ship it to you overnight, so I expect to see you wearing one tomorrow, Chuck.
So that's what they're calling her now? She's a French baguette?
Or a sourdough. One of the two.
French baguette. And this is my mother.
More with Chuck coming up in a couple of minutes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A question in, Nino, from Michael. He says, where's Casey? Is he still searching for the Epstein files? Yeah, actually, that's where he is this week. He's very busy.
It's funny, because I just read a comment a little while ago, and I went to the Republican Women of Baltimore County summer cookout, and some idiot on Facebook says, yeah, that's great. Where's the Epstein files? It's like, what is wrong with people? It's like, I'm sitting there just with my local Republican friends of Republican women, and I post a picture on Facebook, and that's great. Where's the Epstein files? It's like, what is wrong with some people?
We should be clear about something, because this, it's tossed around as if it's just kind of sport. This administration has asked to have the grand jury testimony on the Epstein files released. Two times courts have said no. It's not as if there's a lack of trying here to be transparent, but you can only do what the courts allow you to do. And the reason you don't release a grand jury testimony, except really in extreme cases, is there are probably people named in that grand jury that are completely innocent. And you don't want to muddy the waters up by saying, here's the grand jury report, now you know everything, without having the opportunity to actually examine it. I would like to see them as well, in large part because I think that Trump is probably not in them, because there have been enough people, including Alan Dershowitz and so forth, who said, I've seen what they have and Trump's not there. Fine, I'd like to see them released, because I'd like to see which of our either Republican or Democrat representatives are corrupt.
And I agree. And let's just make a very simple point here, that the same people that are screaming and yelling in Congress about this had the very power and authority, or at least if the court, like you said, would allow it, they could have been doing more on this issue for the last several years.
Exactly.
But now all of a sudden, it's a huge issue to them. They didn't care before.
No, as a matter of fact, they wanted it to go away before.
Yep.
They very much wanted it to go away before. But now the concern instead is the Democrats are saying, let's not talk about that. They're trying to make this a Republican issue, which I don't think it is. What they're trying to talk about now is something else. They're the ones changing the subject. You have federalization of the D.C. police force because it's a federal district, well within the powers of the presidency. And you have crime stats that are really surprisingly strong about how they brought crime down in a number of areas in D.C. So instead of the Democrats saying, wow, that's great, they say, yeah, well, it's just Trump's police force. Please, give it a rest. This is why you're 2080 and issue after issue after issue.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel. But if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit vinnysteele.com.
The C stands for cities. The B stands for Baltimore. The M stands for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBN. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Northbound 95 at the King Avenue Bridge. That's north of the Beltway, heading up towards White Marsh. I'm not sure exactly what's going on here. State Highway just pulled up. There's somebody walking on the shoulder. So I don't know. They don't have a car sitting here, so I don't know. They didn't come on the ramp, so again, I don't know. That's all I can tell you at this point. But they're looking at it and checking on this person, see if they're okay. So just some flashing lights if you're coming north. On the Beltway now, slowing at Hartford Road and the west side, filling in very quickly from Liberty Road down towards Route 40 West. After that, you're clear from Frederick Road down the hill towards 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Today, a mild, low humidity, a mix of sun and clouds, the temps in the low mid-80s. This week will stay dry and feel fall-like. Right now, Bel Air has 65 degrees, downtown Baltimore 71. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, a bit more from this guy, Adam Smith. He's one of the Democrats who says, don't talk about all the bad stuff we're involved in. Instead, let's talk about how Trump is now getting his very own national police force.
We are using the United States military for domestic law enforcement. They are not trained to do that. And also, the second big problem is this is Trump basically giving himself a national police force.
Really? Okay. Why? Is this different from what other presidents historically have done? No. This has happened before. Is this somehow an abrogation of his responsibility as president? I don't know how, but you have to specify. Maybe it is. I'm always open to hear the argument. But basically, it's just grousing about Donald Trump is doing things right. We want to prevent him from doing things right, but we can't say, you know, I don't want you to do things right. We have to say, the things you're doing okay, but you're doing it the wrong way.
So this Adam Smith guy, all right, a number of points here, starting off with, he says they're not trained. Well, criminals don't realize that. It's an authoritative, it's the perception. Having all this National Guard out there, number one, is a great thing. Police shortages, by the way, or Baltimore City is, Baltimore County, mind you, is a couple hundred police short.
Really?
The city is, I think it was like 600 or some officers. How much drug dealing, how much gang violence, how many murders, how many rapes, how many carjackings need to happen until somebody like Smith, somebody like the governor think that the president, who, like you mentioned, has the authority to do so, should actually take action? How much more crime? And Julie's crime report that she just did at the half hour news started out with about a minute and 30 of shootings in Baltimore, the very city that I keep hearing how safe it is from the governor and from the mayor. It's every week. It's every day almost. So come on, Adam Smith, or whoever. Is that Representative Adam Smith, I think?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. His personal police force. How about the fact that there hasn't been a murder in D.C. since he started it? How about the fact that carjackings went down, I think, 85% in the first week of his initiative with the National Guard? He doesn't want to talk about the actual success. It's just Trump's police force. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's Trump's police force because it's handy for them to then build the following theoretical. The only reason he could do this is because he set up his very own Praetorian Guard. And these people are loyal to him and him alone, not to the Constitution, not to law, by simply being activated as a member of the National Guard. Guess what? You've lost all autonomy. You've lost the responsibilities that you've taken on as a member of our armed forces. You've lost the oath you took because now you're just part of Trump's Praetorian Guard.
This is Donald Trump building a national security force that will serve his interests and not the interests of the American people. And what's he going to do with that? Well, I think January 6, 2021 gives us a clue as to what he might do with it.
Explain, please. I mean, I use that because I don't know how this is supposed to give us a clue. What do you mean by that? I mean, truly, what do you mean by that? How were the National Guard involved or not involved on January 6th? Are you aware, Mr. Smith, that Donald Trump offered to Nancy Pelosi, who's in charge of the building, the Capitol, as Speaker of the House, he said, here's 20,000 National Guard for you. You want them? to protect. I mean, she said, no, I don't like the optics. The same offer was made to the mayor of the city, Muriel Bowser. Would you like them? We can provide them. This is a couple days ahead of time. No, no, thanks. We don't like the optics. The optics would be bad. They were offered. They declined. Nancy Pelosi, in a documentary being done by her daughter, said, yeah, it was my mistake to not accept them. So exactly how would the National Guard be used in a January 6th kind of fashion, Mr. Smith? I mean, it's a puzzle to me.
January 6th has absolutely, positively zero to do with this current use of the National Guard. It's just a typical politics, and you just nailed it, Bruce. But I wanted to go back. I said, so Maryland Matters, a local news outlet, yep, in 2024 said Baltimore City was 600 officers short. So think about that. You have a mayor and a governor and a representative. He's not from Maryland, that guy Smith, but saying out loud that helping secure our cities when they're 600 officers short is nothing more but it relates it to January 6th. It's Trump's police force. He's going out there and, you know, he's just doing it to show a force like he's some type of authoritarian. It's nonsense. It's about public safety, and it seems to be working. And he talks about January 6th. Trump's talking about Chicago, Baltimore. What the hell does that have to do with January 6th?
Nothing. What he's talking about is, look, he has a template here. I would oppose massive use of federal forces where they're not authorized. If Chicagoans don't want them, don't send them. If Chicago asks for them specifically, I believe the governor would have to ask. But if they ask for them, fine. But the template's there. Massive shows of force actually do work to suppress crime. I mean, I'll pull up the crime numbers, but they're astounding. How many people on serious charges have been arrested? More coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, they're now packing heat. As of today, some of the more than 2,000 National Guard troops helping to keep law and order in Washington, D.C. are armed. And President Trump is thinking about coming to the aid of law enforcement in some other major American cities.
Over the weekend, the president threatened to expand his military deployments to more Democratic-led cities, something he also talked about last Friday.
I think Chicago will be our next, and then we'll help with New York.
The president claimed on social media that after only 1 week, there is no crime or violence in D.C. Meanwhile, some National Guard units patrolling the nation's capital are now carrying firearms. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Trading insults with Maryland's Democrat governor, President Trump is talking about launching a federal crime crackdown in Baltimore. In a Truth Social post, Mr. Trump refers to the city as, quote, out of control, crime-ridden Baltimore. Governor Wes Moore says that gun-related crimes, including homicides, have fallen sharply this year. In the midst of the hot, tinder-dry conditions out west,
firefighters are battling flames in Napa County, California, with wildfires in wine country growing overnight, prompting evacuations. The blaze has grown to more than 10 square miles, and as of early Sunday, was a little more than 10% contained.
Correspondent Donna Warder says a picket fire in Napa County has charred roughly 7,000 acres so far. Wildfires also raging today in Oregon. Salvadoran national Kilmar Abrego Garcia faces the prospect of deportation to Uganda after checking in later today with immigration authorities in Baltimore. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. Right now, the Dow futures down 91 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today, my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 7:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at the JFX Live and still in good shape here between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. The Beltway has filled in now and is slowing from Hartford Road towards Providence Road. The west side now not quite back to 795, but pretty close. So at least Liberty Road down through the ramps at Route 40. So far, we're still only about 5 to 7 minutes with the heavy traffic south and the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Monday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Mix of clouds and sun and highs in the low to mid 80s. Cooler temperatures on the way later this week with dry conditions ahead. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Howard County Police are among local law enforcement agencies increasing traffic patrols as students head back to school today. The patrols are in place on roads around elementary, middle, and high schools for the first several weeks of the new school year. Officers are focusing on drivers who are speeding, failing to stop for pedestrians, or driving distracted. A spokesperson with Baltimore Police says Wilson Caseros was found deceased in a forested area near Monocan Street. Caseros had gunshot wounds to the forehead. Officials say that incident happened on Monday. No other details released. To submit information, contact Metro Crime Stoppers. And while posting a message responding to Governor Wes Moore's invitation to take a crime walk in Baltimore, President Trump also brought up federal funding to rebuild the collapsed Key Bridge. At the end of the crime post, the president wrote that he gave Wes Moore a lot of money to fix his demolished bridge. I will have to rethink that decision. And in response, the governor said any threat to the funding will cause irrevocable damage to the national economy and to the entire state of Maryland. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf. Fun. Close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com. Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Not a great weekend for the Orioles, who dropped the first three to the Astros, but they were able to salvage yesterday, Game 4.
Coming into play today.
Anderson slings one out.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson Henderson, that is Gunnar Henderson, got the ball rolling for the Birds yesterday, and Trevor Rogers weaved his way through traffic to go seven innings in a 3-2 decision over the Astros. Ravens now with some tough decisions themselves, as cutdown day is just one day away. Keon Martin making his case to stay on Saturday with a pick six and the romp over the Commanders.
If I make the 53, it's not something that's on my mind these next couple days.
Elsewhere in the NFL, a rough weekend for the Sanders brothers, talking about Shadur and Shiloh, sons of Dion. First, Shadur struggled mightily, taking 5 sacks on 11 dropbacks for the Browns, and then Shiloh ejected for throwing a punch at a Bills player in their game, and yesterday he was cut by the Buccaneers. Meanwhile, a spectacular finish at Daytona Saturday finalized NASCAR's 16-car playoff lineup.
Ryan Blaney ahead of Custa, coming to the line. Line, but it's Blaney who gets gets it done.
Ryan Blaney went from 13th place to win in the final two laps of NASCAR's regular season finale. The first 19 cars across the finish line were all within a half second of Blaney, who wound up second in the regular season rankings. William Byron had already wrapped up the regular season title. Coming up in 30 minutes, Sam Basayo going to be here for a long, long time. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean is off this week. Nina Mangione, kind enough to sit in with us. And also, a tremendous amount of information you're bringing to the show, and I do appreciate that very much, Nina.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Bruce.
We talked about Adam Smith. One or two more cuts I have from him later on in the show, maybe, if we get around to it. But this story about D.C. continues, and it's kind of an important story because it has to do with perception and reality. CNN has a piece out, and the title of their piece is A Federal Crackdown Brings Moderate Decline in Crime. All right. Define moderate. I would think hundreds of arrests, which is what the case is, hundreds of arrests is more than moderate. But this is perception of reality. This is the reality they want you to believe. They want you to go no further than the headline. Well, I saw it on CNN. It's just a moderate decrease without actually taking a look at the numbers. The numbers are pretty damn impressive.
I think I heard like when a Fox report earlier, it was 900-some arrests. I think 100-some illegal guns, and I think it was a handful of illegal aliens with the record. So, yeah, I mean, that's in, what, a week and a half? How long has this been going on?
13 days. Yeah, so here's this is the paragraph number three from the CNN article. These trends vary widely by types of crime. While robberies and car break-ins were down more than 40%, that's not moderate.
It's not moderate at all. It's almost half.
Yeah. Other thefts were flat week to week, and there was a 6% increase in burglary cases and a 14% increase in cases of assault with dangerous weapons. There have been two murders since he signed his, two murders in D.C. in 2 weeks. Give me a break. That's not moderate. I mean, holy smokes. So the drop comes as federal agencies have embedded themselves with the local officers. At the same time, the wave of ICE agents deployed to the district have fueled a much more dramatic increase in arrests of immigrants. And they go on trying to justify their perception of some of it's just a moderate decrease in crime. And you're right. The numbers are amazing. The types of crimes are serious crimes. For Democrats who basically want guns off the street completely. You would think if for nothing else, they'd be celebrating this because you have, I believe, close to 100 illegal guns have been taken off the street. Plus, a lot of additional arrests for people carrying ghost guns, guns from the gray market. So, I mean, there's a lot of guns off the street. I'm in favor of illegal guns being taken off the street, of ghost guns being taken off the street, and of people who are legal gun owners having open carry. So there's a difference of point of view here. I mean, so it's, for my purposes, the bad guys behave as they do in part because they know there's nobody going to shoot back. And they're going to carjack you because they think they can get away with it. It's interesting. Mark Wayne Mullins, who is a congressperson, a Republican, he said that when he's in D.C., despite the law, when he's in D.C., he will not wear his seatbelt. Because if he comes to a stop sign and somebody tries to carjack him, he wants to be able to bail right away so that he is not at physical risk. So, I mean, that is the nature of the beast in Washington, D.C. It's not the, oh, just a tiny moderate decrease. Well, if the moderate decrease takes you from a horrible to almost horrible, it seems to me that's not all that something to brag about.
Yeah, and we cannot lose fact or lose sight of the fact that Washington, D.C., especially when it comes to homicides per capita, is truly one of the most dangerous places in America, but
in the world.
And this idea that somehow our nation's capital and Donald Trump, the president of the United States, in our nation's capital, trying to not only clean up the crime, but clean up the entire capital. We talked the other day, and I love him for this, about the graffiti, making the parks, the new grass, and all these things. So should we not have pride in having our capital be a safe, beautiful place for people all over the country to visit, people all over the world to visit? It's mind-baffling.
It's interesting you mentioned that. We're going to come back to this topic in just a couple of seconds, because I think you've touched on something that's very profound and has to do with Trump's argument with the Smithsonian as well. So we'll come back to this. 713 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Just made a look very quickly here in Annapolis. No problems at all. The Bay Bridge area, Oceanic Drive at Sandy Point, Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, all the lanes are open. Minor buildup just beginning I-97 southbound at Route 32. Now we're looking at you live on the BW Parkway at the bridge at Hanover Road down to Route 32, coming up from 197. Right now on the parkway, all the lanes are clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mild today, low humidity, a mix of sun and clouds, temps in the low to mid 80s. This week will stay dry and feel very fall-like. It's pleasant outside right now. Ellicott City has 65 degrees. Bel Air has also 65. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and time once again for the mega, mega movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Donald Trump has unleashed a supercharged mega agenda. Republicans are coming on board in order to participate in this. If they bring the swampy Republicans in, then we can move forward. If people like John Thune stand in the way, it's going to be a much more difficult task. You have testing how far the GOP is willing to go in support of him. Donald Trump is tearing down traditional government agencies, taking actions fundamentally at odds with the once traditional party principles. And that's part, I think, of why we're seeing a realignment, you know, between the traditional perception of Republicans and what Republicans have become, and traditional perception of Democrats and what Democrats have become. When I was growing up, there were two or three different kinds of Republicans. There was the truly committed William F. Buckley Republican. There was the religious Republican, and there was the just leave me the hell alone Republicans. My dad was a leave me the hell alone Republican. I suppose to a large degree I was as well. But the Democrats were union, and we're workers, and we're proud of it. They have no connection with the working man now. The Democrats have no clue as to exactly what's difficult for people who are just working men, union or non-union. I think workers are workers. And as long as the Democrats do things like we're doing in this state, in Westmore, raising taxes, and this is how it impacts the working man. If you raise taxes on the uber wealthy because somehow they deserve to pay more, and don't get this, then that's going to impact middle-income and lower-income Marylanders. Why? Because the uber-wealthy will leave. They'll take their tax base with them.
It happened under O'Malley, and the previous tax increase was, the numbers, I forget the number, half a million or whatever, and their capital gain surcharge that they signed into as a tax as well, the Democrats in Annapolis. I mean, those people, they're leaving or their money's leaving, if not both.
Yeah. I'm familiar with a number of people who now live in Florida a minimum of 6 months and one day.
I was talking to one on Friday.
Yeah, 6 months, one day. And they maintain two households. One, it might be a small apartment here in order to get some work done when they're here, or a small apartment there. But Florida is their residence, or the Carolinas are, or Texas is.
And most of the time, is because they have their grandchildren here.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to jeopardize, obviously, not seeing their grandchildren and making their grandchildren come to Florida all the time. So, of course, they're going to come back. But I talked to a gentleman, I won't name him, the other day, Friday night, and he's probably in his late 60s and has done well for himself. He said if not for his grandkids, he's 100% Florida resident, but he's 6 months, so he can come back and see them.
Well, that's the case for an awful lot of us, that I don't like the tax here at all. We left Delaware and came back. We left here to go to Delaware because the kids went to school up there. I needed the tuition break. I'm being very frank about it. I'm not super rich. We needed to have in-state tuition in order for the kids to afford to go to college. Fine. We came back because all of our friends, you're here. Sean's here. All of our social friends are here. You know, we had some over yesterday. That was not available to us in Delaware.
And I see 15,000 people taxes. On my Facebook page, yeah. And taxes is probably the number one complaint in terms of people saying, or in the cost of living, and retirement especially, that I'm leaving when my kids graduate, I'm leaving when I retire, I'm leaving. Unfortunately, there are voters, or my type of voters, so that does not help things, but I see it, it's sad, but I don't blame them, but it's very sad to see that, and I mean, then you talk about violence in Baltimore City, and you hear about people leaving the city all the time, obviously. What, not that you're, like I'm always saying, slightly older than me, but when you were in Baltimore City growing up, was 1 million people, right?
Right.
That's
yes, when
down
I got
to
here.
500,000 plus.
Yeah, we were more than 1 million when I arrived here in 75, 76.
Yeah.
It's just shrunk ever since. Why? Because people want two basic things. They want safe streets. They want good schools. If you want a community where you have families, you have to provide them safe streets and good schools. If you do not provide both of them, they're going to leave and go somewhere where they can find them.
And Baltimore City has one of the highest property taxes as well in the state of Maryland. And I think they did something. They tried to do something, a referendum or something to scale that back. And I think Baltimore City is the only place, I think, that shot it down. I'd have to go back and look at that. It was last election. I don't want to speak without having the details. But either way, the fact is the property tax is very high in Baltimore City. And what are you getting in return?
This is fascinating. That is the mega, mega movement up because I was something else.
And we are just getting started.
When we closed selling our house there, you know, in Delaware and coming back here, the closing costs in Delaware, the houses are comparable in cost. The closing costs there were half what they are here. And that's reflective of the taxes we're paying here. Rather compared to those other states. So people, they don't have to go to the Carolinas. They don't have to go to Florida. They have to go to Delaware. They have to go to Rehoboth or Dewey. They have to go to West Virginia or Pennsylvania. But they don't have to have families here. They'll be close, but they're not going to put up with Maryland's tax base. We saw it under O'Malley. We saw when they said, well, we're just going to go ahead and we're tax the luxury boats industries, which about killed off that industry because they're not going to bother. They can't make a profit. It's time to leave. 720 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me. You need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
Hey, guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorian Makes Assisted Living makes sense.
I'm proud to say at Wiles Roofing, we stand behind everything we do. Every roof we install comes with a written warranty and a handshake. That means something. We've been a Better Business Bureau member since 1990 with zero complaints. That's not by accident. It's because we treat your home like it's our own. No subcontractors, no surprises, just honest work that lasts. Call Wiles Roofing today, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Above all, a good roof.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean's off this week. I'm Bruce Elliott in studio. Of course, Julie Ryder, CC Ryder's cousin. Nino Mangione, who's everybody's cousin, actually. There are enough of you guys here in the state. I'm pretty sure you're your own voting block. I get the holiday pictures, man. I see that Christmas card. Christmas card is 7.5 feet wide. And the pictures, they're the size of thumbnails. It's Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 723. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
JFX still running okay. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Slowing on the Beltway, but it's only normal right now on the Parkville side. Coming down the west side, the Interloop just a couple minutes ago really had the bright sunshine right there as you're traveling east of Park Heights Avenue, coming around the curve from 795. And then once you get down the hill towards the ramp at the JFX, much better there. Has not been too bad. A little minor slowing, but overall not too bad this morning with the lanes open southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Today, mild, low humidity, mix of sun and clouds, temps in the low to mid-80s. Right now, Dundalk has 68 degrees, and currently you have 71 degrees downtown Baltimore. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 724. To the phones we go. Keith is in Delaware. Keith, good morning. Keith.
Hey, good morning.
I'm sorry, it's Kevin. I can't read.
Yes. Yeah, hey, this is a crime problem, this deployment of extra help to stop the murders and everything in Washington, D.C. Seems to me that this is demonstrating that President Trump is more concerned about Black Lives Matter than the Democratic Party, because I'm sure that most of the people that are usually being murdered are African-American people.
Well, since I think D.C. is predominantly African-American population, the logic follows.
Yeah, so, you know, the Democratic Party makes every issue a race issue. And here is an example of exactly who are the racists. He's trying to protect black lives, and they don't care.
Correct.
He's exactly right. Kevin's exactly right. The murders in D.C. are not happening in Georgetown, Bruce. They're not happening in the upper echelon areas, and
that's
the crime
right.
is not out of control there.
They're not happening by Sibley. They're not happening where all the she people live.
No.
They have security, by the way. So it's happening in areas like, you know, they're nearing Anacostia. It used to be the Navy Yards, but now that's been cleaned up. It's happening in Southeast. It's happening in various parts of D.C. that would be dangerous to go through at night if you're white, frankly.
Which is why you see on Twitter a lot of these videos that may not make the mainstream, but it's an older black woman saying, yeah, I agree with what the president's doing, because it's her neighborhood. It's her grandson
right.
or grandchild that's the one that's the biggest at-risk victim to potential violent crime or getting sucked into that lifestyle of crime.
All right, Talk Radio 680 WCU. Kevin, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it. Steve is in Reisterstown. Steve, good morning.
Yeah, hey, guys, you're talking about Democrats being out of touch. I watched Debbie Wasserman Schultz on TV talking about Alligator Alley or Alligator Alcatraz,
yep.
saying it is so important that we take care of the Everglades because and indigenous heritage before we lock illegal criminals up. How can people vote midterm and support somebody like that says we have to protect the Everglades?
Well, her concern is so legitimate, Steve. She's concerned that you'd have an illegal to try to sneak out and be eaten by one of the alligators. And that would end up damaging the alligators genetically, probably for generations.
Well, like I told you earlier this month, is they need gator burgers on the menu.
Yes.
It would be really hysterical. Thanks.
He lost me at Wasserman Schultz. That lady, remember when she, what was she, was like the DNC?
She's the chair.
She is a total nut.
Well, I don't know. It depends on if you see her right before or after she plugs in to get her hair looking like it does. I'm just a
worst Wasserman Schultz. I mean, for a while there, she was like one of the faces.
Oh, yes.
But now she's kind of, I mean, I guess pushed aside or lost some of her rank, so to speak. But
Principle.
She's something else.
It's the Peter Principle at work. Yeah. She rose to her level of incompetence. and that's what happens. They rise to the level of incompetence, and then eventually they have to step back one level from that, so they're no longer seen as incompetent. They're simply seen as there and competent at the level. It's not surprising. It happens in private industry as well. Christina Henderson is one of the members of the D.C. City Council. And this is fascinating to me. Now, you know what's happened in D.C. There have been layoffs like crazy, right? People are not working the way they have been working. Many of them have been laid off while they're looking for new work. They're certainly not going to a lot of Tony restaurants. That's something you bring to take off of your schedule if you indeed have found yourself out of work. Well, that's not the dynamic, according to Christina Henderson.
A lot of the federal agents, they are detaining first and asking questions later. And I know for a lot of district residents, they just don't want to deal with that. So they're choosing to stay home. But I'm wondering and I'm worried about the sustainability of this. This is our city. I don't want to hide in my home. I want to be able to go out to my restaurants. I want for folks to be able to go out to concerts and enjoy sporting events and enjoy the nightlife.
Yeah, because you're employed. I mean, look, let's just be reasonable. You're employed. So, of course, you want to be able to do that because you're employed.
And on top of that, it's a protest. It's a, let's not go out. It's a protest against President Trump. It has nothing. You would think more safety would mean, now we can go out without having to worry about something happening. Just look at, in Baltimore, for example, Federal Hill recently.
Yeah.
All the crime in Federal Hill. So what's going to happen? Obviously, certain people aren't going to go to Federal Hill. This lady is sitting there saying, well, we can't go out now. There's more police. There's more protection. It's safer. We're not going to go out now. That's insane.
They're not going out now.
As and a protest. They're not
going out now because they're broke.
Or they're broke.
I mean,
exactly.
Come on, you have a federal workforce. There have been a lot of layoffs because of DOGE, and I think, frankly, that's a good idea. That's fine. I'm very happy that's happened. But they're not going out to say, I don't feel safe going out. They're not going out because they look at their credit card and say, I'm $5 away from my max. I think I'll save that to buy a loaf of bread next week instead of going out to dinner tonight and having to dine and dash. It's amazing. What a world. 7:30 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCB. More coming up on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. First, though, news, and Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. The State Board of Education meets on Tuesday to review the results of the 2024-25 Maryland Comprehensive Assessment Program. The MCAP provides insight into student performance across the state in core academic areas. Board members will also hear a presentation and consider a resolution regarding the use of cell phones in schools, addressing concerns about student engagement and the school climate. There will also be updates on chronic absenteeism and professional learning initiatives. The board welcomes public comment both in person and virtually. An updated cell phone policy is in place in Baltimore City schools for the new school year. City schools say student cell phones are required to be off, put away, and secured during the day. Use is only available with teacher approval or in emergencies with permission. Parents must call the school to reach their student. Officials with environmental services say hundreds of fish and crab are dead because of low oxygen levels in the water. Sulfur bacteria rose up to the water's surface and created an unstable environment, turning the water green last Friday, sometimes called a pistachio tide. The animals were seen floating near the shore in Baltimore Harbor near Canton, Fells Point, and Locust Point. And Baltimore police investigating weekend shootings that left one dead and four injured. On Friday night, a man was shot in the 700 Park of Druid Park Lake Drive, taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. In Northeast, a man suffered non-life-threatening injuries Saturday night after a shooting in the 7200 block of McLean Boulevard. And city police reported three Sunday shootings where individuals were wounded in different sections of the city. President Trump is threatening to send troops to Baltimore as part of his national crackdown on crime. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said Maryland Governor Westmore's record on crime is a very bad one. He said he'll send troops to the city if he thinks it needs help. Coming up, we'll take a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with today's Moment of Truth. President Trump recently said that his current inability to bring peace to the war in Ukraine and Russia may be jeopardizing his chances of getting to heaven one day. Who are the president's spiritual advisors? They all need to be fired. I know Mr. Trump is sometimes given to hyperbole, and that may be the case here. But either way, true Christian leaders need to step in and dispel the notion that doing good things stamps your ticket to heaven. Is that what Paula White, Robert Jeffers, and Franklin Graham are telling the president, and by extension, all the rest of us? You only get into heaven if your sins are forgiven, and only Jesus Christ can forgive them. Anything else is a lie from hell. Time to send Doge into the White House faith office. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
These are your lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 368, and the pick 4, 2439. Now we've got traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
95 into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Looks good. Nothing major there. It's under 5 minutes right now. Now the Old Harbor Tunnel's backed up, and I would say now we may be 7 to 10 minutes with the backup towards the Urban Avenue ramp. So nothing out of control at that point, but very heavy traffic coming south. JFX is still good. Slowing on the Beltway. The inner loop through Green Spring, Park Heights Avenue, still fighting the bright sunshine as you're headed over towards the Towson side of the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Monday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Mix of clouds and sun and highs in the low to mid 80s. Cooler temperatures on the way later this week with dry conditions ahead. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles salvaged game 4 of the series against the Astros yesterday. 3-2 was the final, with Trevor Rogers again in the win column, running his record to 7-2. But the big news, of course, came Friday afternoon late with the signing of Sam Basayo to a long-term deal, 8 years, $67 million with escalators. GM Mike Elias addressing why it was Basayo to get the first long-term deal.
There's a lot of the same reasons we picked him as the first player to sign in a major way out of Latin America. We think he's tremendously talented. He's shown already at the major league level. He's got the ability to catch. We also think he's a potential middle of the order run-producing bat.
And then the natural question was posed later to Orioles owner David Rubenstein. Will there be more of these deals in the future?
The Orioles ownership group is fairly well capitalized, and we have the resources to do these kind of deals. It takes two to do deals, but we thought this was a perfect one for the first one of this type.
Very revealing comment here from Rubenstein. It takes two to get the deals done, meaning you have to get the player and his agent to the table. Ravens Brain Trust will now huddle today, tomorrow, as the team and the league grapples with cutting down to 53 from 90. Trouble for Baltimore is that there are probably about 60 players right now on the team that could or should be on an NFL roster. One of them is undrafted free agent linebacker Jay Higgins. He's on the bubble.
You know, at the end of the day, it's football. And I knew throughout this entire process that this would be my strongest push to making the team. It wasn't going to be the combine. It wasn't going to be the broad jump that really got me on the roster. It was going to be me playing football. And so I felt like I showed that I could play at this level.
Higgins making an impact play in each of the 3 preseason games. Elsewhere in the league, a sex toy was thrown onto the field during the Titans preseason finale Friday night against the Vikings, as the string of disruptions that affected multiple WNBA games this season has made its way to the NFL. The neon green sex toy landed near the 6-yard line with about 5 minutes left to play. In the Titans' win, the teams were on the field with the Titans' offense near midfield. The green monster was quickly picked up and given to a security guard. FedEx Tour Championship in Atlanta yesterday. Tommy Fleetwood, the perennial runner-up, well, that's no more.
The agonizing wait is over.
Reed, he got it. Call on NBC Sports. The first PGA title of Fleetwood's career. His 30 top five finishes without a victory were the most in 100 years on the PGA. And his $33 million in earnings were the most ever for a player without a tour win until yesterday. And finally, NASCAR. Ryan Blaney, a spectacular finish for the win at Daytona, coming back from 13th place in the final two laps to edge Cole Custer. But how about young Connor Zilich, 19-year-old phenom with seven wins in NASCAR's second-tier Xfinity Series, officially landing a cup ride for 2026 with Trackhouse Racing. Congratulations. The time now is 7:37. When we return, who caught Dylan Beaver's first home run ball?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
This is a great article in PressBox, our sports media partner at WCBM.com. The guy's name is Tim Anderson. He's a Baltimore baseball fan. He's been an Orioles season ticket holder for about 15 years. Mm-hmm. He's the guy that caught Dylan Beaver's home run ball, his first major league home run ball. I think it was Thursday night against the Astros. Here's the story. It's nothing new for Anderson. He has caught 75 home run balls in his fan career.
Wow.
And he's given seven of them back to players who have hit their first home run ball as a major leaguer. And all he asked for in return in the Beaver situation was a meet and greet and a signed bat, and he was happy to turn the ball over to Dylan Beavers. 75 home run balls this guy has caught.
Well, that may give him seven back, at least 68. What has he done with the other 68?
I don't know. The article didn't say, but I'll find out. But that is just unbelievable. And he researches it out. Like, you know, he knows when the players are making their debuts. He knows they're a left-handed or right-handed batter. He caught it in the flag court. You know, over the top of the right field fence. He's tall, so he's got a good reach. He's got all the intangibles.
So when the draft comes around,
oh, he's going to be top shelf.
Top shelf of the draft of people who can catch fly balls.
great piece. Go to WCBM.com and you can check it out. You can read it full.
Man, I hope that the 68 others, I hope that he kept a handful of them and gave the rest to kids.
No, he's probably, that's a good point, actually. I was going to say he's probably got a mantle full of them, but yeah, be great if you gave him away. Yeah.
I mean, there's some of significance that, you know, favorite player and that kind of stuff. But with that many, you would hope that there are a lot of kids that he turns to the kid and said, this is for you, kid. And you know, bear in mind, my dad once brought a baseball home from the Milwaukee Braves.
Wow.
He was a White Sox fan. I was a Cubs fan. He brought a baseball home. He had a business trip in Milwaukee signed by one of the pitchers at the time.
A guy by the name of Warren Spahn.
Warren Spahn, yes. Oh, you ready for this story? This is classic. I have a younger brother. He's 8 years younger than I am. And I had the Warren Spahn baseball sitting up on a little stand in my bedroom. And I came home one day, and the ball's there. But the middle has all been smudged out.
Oh, no.
So I asked my younger brother, well, what happened here? Of course, I probably use less polite language. He said, well, some kid signed his name to your ball, so I tried to rub it off.
Hmm. It's probably a $100,000 ball.
I thought I was going to kill him. No, I thought, you're a dead man. Hmm. But yeah, so I now had a baseball signed by W. Smudge, H-N.
Hmm.
You know, it was very nice. Yeah.
I think it probably went down in value.
Probably, yes. 7:41 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. The $100,000 I could do things like get up in the morning, go to work still. Yeah, come to think of it. Christina Henderson, again, one of the members of the D.C. City Council, says that she's looking forward to when the city is returned to the residents and the federal troops go away and the Trump federalizing the D.C. police stops completely.
I'm hopeful that this will only last for 30 days and so that the Congress will not extend or vote to extend this emergency even longer, because in my view and in the view of many district residents, this is not a national emergency. This is not a public emergency that is needing troops from six different states to be deployed to the district, as well as over 500 federal agents who who are deployed each and every night across the city.
Yeah, I was talking to my good friends in Keller, Emma, and Georgetown, and they can't understand what the hubbub's about. You know, they think, wow, what's the need? We're fine here. There's no need for any troops whatsoever. And then you see there are like 500 arrests for violent crimes that have taken place. You think it could be that her D.C. is not the same D.C. that everybody's concerned about. So, I mean, this is where you are on this. Is there are people who are... there's a great line from, I think it's the song called The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel. Man sees what he wants to see and disregards the rest. And that's the case here. They see what they want to see. They are going to disregard the rest. They don't care if there's crime in another neighborhood. If all of my Tony friends say they have a nice time in their neighborhood, come over for a barbecue on Sunday, they have no idea how the rest of us live.
And that's the thing, Bruce, right? How bad does it have to get? I made this point earlier about how much drug dealing, how much gang violence, how many murders, carjackings, before it's like, okay, we have to do something.
Yeah.
I think it was 270-some murders just in 2023 in Washington, D.C., and then it gets a little better. But they act like, because it got so bad, just a slight increase is a huge step. Well, no, it is so bad. And why is it that we have to live in a way where we're happy or excited that it's down to 200? Yes. Murders. I mean, they let it get so out of hand that even the slightest increase sounds great when the fact of the matter is it doesn't have to be like this.
No.
It wasn't like this many, many years ago. So why are we going to accept that as the norm?
Yeah, why would we accept that the norm is if you live in a second floor walk-up, you dispose of your trash by throwing it out the window? Why would we accept that as normal behavior? Why would not the neighbors in that building basically shun that individual and shame that individual into pick up your garbage? I don't live in your garbage. I mean, it annoys me when I'm driving to somebody else's neighborhood and the car in front of me, they throw their McDonald's bag out. And if I'm given the opportunity, I grab that bag and I come up to them at the next stop sign and say, you dropped this. And I toss it back in the car. I said, throw it away in a trash receptacle. People live here. 743 right 100%. Now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Telephone number here is 410-WCBM-680. Make it quick, man, because Chuck Whitaker, he is champing at the bit to get straight to Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM-680. Chuck.
Brought to you as a service of the Liberty Ship, John W. Brown, docked at the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. New incident here, Outer Loop, south of 795 and before Liberty Road. State Highway truck is there. They're kind of crowding the right lane just a bit. So they're looking at it, and you're coming south from 795. Going to have to squeeze over, kind of move to the center part of the roadway and the left-hand side. After that, a little better going south to Liberty Road. Now, we mentioned the Inner Loop had been fighting the bright sunshine. That, in turn, is not really looking at this situation, but it's the bright sunshine and heavy traffic now headed towards Greenspring, and the Parkville side had been slow on the Outer Loop well before Hartford Road. New wreck on the Catonsville side. It's minor, but it's on Route 40 West, not far from Rolling Road. Cruise back to 1942 and enjoy a day on the bay aboard Baltimore's best kept secret, the Liberty Ship John W. Brown. Saturday, September 13th, you'll cruise, relax, and explore. History and machinery will come alive. Your ticket sales end on September 6th. So right now, check it out today, ssjohnwbrown.org. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Wasn't there a great movie in the summer of 42? Was that the name of the movie?
Yeah.
A tremendous movie. So that's what you're talking about then, Chuck. Cool.
No.
No, that's not what we're talking about. All right. We still need a contestant.
We're going to put you on this Liberty ship and make you start the engine.
All you have to do is give us a call right now to be our contestant. Again, the telephone number is 410-WCBM-680. Weather outside, mild today, low humidity, mix of sun and clouds, temps in the low to mid-80s. This week is going to stay dry and feel very fall-like. It's gorgeous outside. Baltimore is 71 degrees right now, and Bel Air has 65. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We have no contestant to join us for Choose Your Fake News, so it's going to be Mono O'Mono O'Gurlo O'Gurlo. I think. If I have that right. So
right.
It's going to be Nino and Chuck.
Yep.
Jules, Kristen.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay.
So good luck to you all. Story number one. Oh, by the way, the prize, if you get this right, is we all get to come to work tomorrow.
There we go.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow, what a deal.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not. I'm off.
British Airways flight attendant arrested at London Heathrow. Why, one might ask. A British Airways flight attendant discovered naked and smoking methamphetamines in the John during a transatlantic flight from the U.S. West Coast. The flight attendant, who had previously appeared in their official safety video, was removed from duty and arrested upon landing at Heathrow, according to law enforcement boarding the aircraft. So that's a story. By the way, British Airlines confirmed that she has now been suspended pending a full investigation.
Yeah.
It's naked. And naked and high on meth is no way to go from coast to coast. That's all.
Wow.
Story number two. Remember George Santos, former representative George Santos, who's in prison right now? He has been lamenting how his current reality behind prison bars is a far cry from the lush lifestyle that he previously attended before being sentenced to 87 months in jail after pleading guilty to wire fraud and aggravated identity theft in August of last year. However, he's trying to make lemons of lemonade. In my life behind bars, the former politician says that his new job at the prison kitchen, as well as the fluorescent yellow state-issued polyester, have inspired him to begin a series of new clothing lines featuring that fluorescent yellow as a signature color, and he hopes to have it ready for next year's fall fashion trend. So a guy kind of rediscovering, reinventing himself. And story number three, from San Diego, California. There was a wedding set up. You know, you buy little spaces in public areas. You reserve them. Don't buy them. So they had this nice little wedding all set up. In the space next to them, they had pole dancing classes.
Oh.
Turned out to be a minor error in judgment. Wedding organizers had to act quickly. The organizers were forced to take swift action after the pole dancers set up just behind where the pulpit was going to be. For the wedding.
Between, that was a warm-up act.
Yes. They resolved it by convincing them to take down the pole and made them actually honorary bridesmaids for the wedding. Oh. Those are your three stories. Story number one. Now, that's the way to fly from coast to coast. Story number two, I got a new fashion line for you. And story number three, how Polish are you?
Uh-huh.
Julie, we'll start with you.
Okay, it's number one, fake news. I'm confident.
You think fake news? Number one, that's the British Airways. And yep. You know.
The part about George Santos starting some type of clothing in prison, I don't know, that sounds a little crazy. He's a kind of an interesting cat, but yeah. That sounds too much for me. But
you think that one's fake news?
I'm going with that.
So you're going with two. She went with one. Kristen.
I was thinking the same thing. They're all possible, but I don't know if George Santos... Is that crazy? We do that in prison. So I see
right.
Two.
So we have both Nino and Kristen going for number two. And Chaz?
Three, please.
Chuck goes for three. So let's start with story number one. Julie, unfortunately, that's a true story. The funny thing is, she was in like last month's safety video. Yeah. I think that's hilarious.
Be sure to buckle your seatbelts.
Yes, if you're wearing a belt at all. Story number three. Which one did you choose, number three?
Chuck.
Me.
Chuck chose number three. Sorry, Chuck. That's true.
No kidding.
Chuck, of all people, should have known that was true.
Absolutely true.
Sorry, Chuck.
And story number two is our fake news of the day. George Santos actually is not starting a new fashion line. He hates the color fluorescent yellow and resents having to wear it every day. Please cue the world's smallest violin, folks. And that is Choose Your Fake News. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck, we'll check back with you in a couple of minutes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
So the incident on the outer loop south of 795 corrected itself, and that's clear now, so the pace is a little better again. Still going to be slow. The inner loop has been fighting the bright sunshine. The Parkville side is slow. 95 now is beginning to slow towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. In that backup, there's a minor wreck near the Keith Avenue ramp, so that's right before you get into the Toll Plaza area on 95 southbound. So we're going to back up to the O'Donnell Street ramp. That may start to give us a little more traffic on 895. So right now, 7 to 10 minutes and building with both the tunnels. The accident on 95 is reported as minor, but attracting attention as you're heading on eventually into the tube southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Right now, Baltimore is 71 degrees, Bel Air 65, mild today, low humidity, mix of sun and clouds. Temps should be around 82 degrees this week. Repeat, day after day after day. It's going to be dry and feel very fall-like, very pleasant outside. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Early in the show, by the way, we talked about Governor Moore, the nation's most disappointing governor, according to one local economist. We're going to come back and visit that topic again at the 8 o'clock hour because there's a big audience turnover between 6 and 8. Interesting op-ed piece in the Baltimore Sun. Give credit to both the author and to the Sun for running it. And we'll have that for you coming up shortly after 8 o'clock right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sometimes when you lose your network job, it's one of the old maxims in sales is you have to know when to stop talking. I mean, once you've made your point, you got to stop talking. I think it could be argued that Joy Reid made her point like after the first month on air. And that she failed to stop talking after that. Instead, going back and repeating that first month of content over and over and over again, which is basically white man bad, Trump bad, orange man bad. I hate everybody who doesn't agree with me. And the only way to go is far left. Those were the points she made, and then she made them repeatedly over and over and over and over again. Well, now that she no longer has a gig, she's decided that it's time to opine on how wonderful things were at MSNBC.
At night, it is their editorial position that it is liberal. It is Rachel Maddow and is very liberal. And now that's moved up to 4 p.m., right? It's Nicole Walls, who's not liberal, by the way. She's just a sane, normal Republican. So you're sort of sane, normal Republican all the way to liberal. You know, I don't think Ari Melber is particularly liberal. It just gets more and more liberal as you get later down the thing. And then, you know, Stephanie Ruhle, she's a finance lady, but she's just normal and sane, right?
No. Actually, you're wrong in your characterizations. I would not consider Nicole Wallace
a sane Republican.
I would consider her a squishy, a very swamp-like Republican, if anything. I don't hear any harsh words from Nicole Wallace on any Democrats in office or any Democrat thinkers. What I hear is kind of this offhand condescension toward the MAGA folks and toward Donald Trump, and dismissal of any ideas Donald Trump might have as somehow not sophisticated enough for her. Because she views herself as much more sophisticated and urbane than anybody in the MAGA movement. If that's a normal Republican, I'm not one of them. I mean, Dino, you're not one of them.
Nicole Wallace is not a Republican, number one. And Joy Reid, I mean, who would have thought everything, her race baiting was that was everything, all race, yep, all the time on her show.
Yep. And this is what she says, though, when she's talking about her work at MSNBC. This, I mean, typically I'm doing my editing, I have a little glass of Arnold Palmer next to me, the iced tea lemonade stuff. I had it coming out of my nose listening to this.
You're not allowed to lie. Fox, they can say whatever they want. And the only time they've been busted for lying is because they got sued by Smartmatic and the other company, the one who had the voting machine.
Yeah, okay, so there you go. Apparently, you're not allowed to lie. Could a critical viewer look at this and say, she went there and never lied? Well, only if you accept her worldview, orange man bad, white people evil. If you accept that worldview, then everything fits in context, and she's not lying. If you consider that a distortion of reality and untrue, that is a lie, apparently. Victor Davis Hanson calls her out.
Joy Reid has a podcast, and she blasted collectively white people. She said that they can't invent anything, and then she went into a diatribe about American music, that it was solely the domain of black people. We're getting very dangerous in this DEI movement as it starts to emit its death throes, as its challenge for being racist, which it is. It's a racial essentialism. People who defend it double down, and they double down in a way that's very injurious for the rest of the country.
And that is Joy Reid. And she's going to double down and double down and double down. Hey, folks, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp first thing in the morning? Or hearing your favorite song or conversation with old friends? For me, it's hearing the owl in the woods at night when I get ready to leave for work. It's a fascinating sound, and I would miss that. I really would. Hey, if this kind of suffering sounds familiar for you, then please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100 online. You'll find them at AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Coming up after the 8 o'clock news, Rosie O'Donnell. Oh, wow.
From bad to worse.
Jasmine Crockett. Oh, boy. We saved the best for last. That's coming up next.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. In D.C., the good guys no longer outgunned by the bad guys. As of today, some of the 2,000-plus National Guard troops patrolling the streets of Washington and taking a big bite out of crime are armed.
It's the latest development in President Trump's effort to override the law enforcement authority of state and local governments. Over the past few days, he said he's considering expanding National Guard deployments to other Democratic-led cities, including Baltimore, Chicago, and New York.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston, the Democrat mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, calls the deployment of troops to keep people safe tyranny. And Maryland's Democratic Governor Wes Moore accuses President Trump of resorting to purely performative rhetoric on crime. Israel stepping up its anti-terrorism military offensive in Gaza and beyond.
At least 8 people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike that hit southern Gaza's main hospital on Monday. Israel's military has not yet responded to questions about the strike. The army did confirm it targeted Yemen's capital, where at least two people were killed and dozens injured in airstrikes. It comes just days after the Houthi rebels fired a missile toward Israel, which claims is the first cluster bomb launched by the group since 2023. I'm Nayan Kim.
And there's a war raging in California, a war on wildfires. Amid tinder dry, scorching hot conditions, firefighters battling a blaze at so-called Picket Fire in Napa County. It has charred more than 7,000 acres in Wine Country, forcing evacuations as well. And to the north, fires burning in Oregon as well. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, starting his day at an immigration office in Baltimore, the Salvadoran national faces prospect of deportation to Uganda. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 89 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention investors with a 401k, IRA, or retirement account. The dollar has lost over 25% of its value in the past 5 years, and it's only going to get worse. Are you prepared for what's about to happen next? We are Advantage Gold, the number one customer-rated gold IRA company in America, and we are helping Americans prepare for the great de-dollarization by diversifying their portfolios with physical precious metals. We've partnered with former chief economist of the IMF, Kenneth Rogoff, to give away his latest book called Our Dollar, Your Problem, a must-read for investors. Call 800-741-GOLD, and we'll rush a free copy of Our Dollar, Your Problem, to your doorstep, and include our special gold IRA investing kit, valued at $49. The dollar is losing value fast. Call 800-741-GOLD now to get your free copy of Our Dollar, Your Problem and our free gold IRA investing kit. Supplies are limited. Consult your tax and financial professional before investing. Call 800-741-4653. That's 800-741-GOLD.
Good Monday morning. It's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on 95 South near the Keith Avenue ramp before we get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, now into the median, so they're off the roadway. But in the meantime, now 95 is backing up beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. If you're coming down from the city-county line, it's going to take about 10 minutes to get through there. 895 didn't take a big hit, but it's still going to be slow at the Old Harbor Tunnel, so factor in the extra time, but at least we are on the move once again with all the lanes open on 95 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Monday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Mix of clouds and sun and highs in the low to mid 80s. Cooler temperatures on the way later this week with dry conditions ahead. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a Salvadoran migrant who's been fighting deportation in court, is reporting to an ICE field office in Baltimore this morning. His lawyers expect he'll be arrested and sent to Uganda. In a court filing Saturday, Abrego Garcia's lawyers claim the Trump administration offered to deport him to Costa Rica if he pleaded guilty to human smuggling charges. But if he did not agree to the plea deal, they would deport him to the African nation. The smuggling charges stem from a 2022 traffic stop in Tennessee, which at the time, Abrego Garcia was only given a warning for speeding. Health officials say the first travel-associated human case of New World screwworm in America has been reported in Maryland. New World screwworm are parasitic flies that attack and eat healthy tissues like livestock and sometimes humans. Multiple reports indicate the patient traveled to the U.S. from El Salvador, where there is currently an outbreak. The case has been examined and verified by the Centers for Disease Control. Coming up next, we've got Stein on Sports.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6, and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You could call that 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. And speaking of all summer long, Trevor Rogers has been the ray of sunshine in an otherwise dismal Orioles season, and it was no different yesterday against the Astros.
There's been a lot of unbelievable outings by Trevor Rogers this year, but for me, this one may be the best one, just because of what you mentioned. The stuff's just not there. He's struggling a little bit today. Mechanics are a little bit off. Velo's down, and yet you look on the scoreboard, and there's one run again.
That's Big Ben McDonald with commentary on the Burley left-hander as Rogers goes 7-3-2 win over Houston yesterday. Rogers now joining the likes of Hall of Famers Walter Johnson, Pedro Martinez as pitchers with a sub-140 ERA and a sub-080 whip. That's a walks and hits to innings pitch ratio. In his first 12 starts of the season, it's only been done by 11 pitchers in 112 years. U.S. Open underway in Flushing Meadows yesterday. Ben Shelton and Taylor Fritz getting the U.S. men off to a strong start with dominating performances. Hyattsville Francis Tiafoe goes today at 4:40 p.m. On the women's side, Venus Williams goes at 7 p.m. The great Cristiano Ronaldo made soccer history Saturday, becoming the first player to score 100 competitive goals for four different clubs. The 40-year-old, now the most prolific goal scorer in the history of the sport, with 934 goals overall, including 138 in international play for Portugal. Caitlin Clark's return to Fever lineup remains a mystery. The face of the WNBA has been confined to the bench with a groin injury since July 20th. Fever head coach Stephanie White told reporters that there was no timetable for her return. And finally, how about this one from Bears quarterback Tyson Bagent? In his third year now, recently signing a contract extension for $10 million, asked at the press conference what his priority is for the money. Well,
he's going to spend it very quietly.
That's unfortunate. I'll play that for you at 7 at 8:30. He said that he's going to spend the money on his dad and family. He said that his dad didn't have running water as a kid.
That's cool.
That is definitely worth to try to replay again. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens now in regular season mode. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
809, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has a week off. I'm Bruce Elliott. As always, thank you so very much for having us with you. Nina Mangione is sitting here with me. Also filling us out here, of course, is Julie Ryder. And we are being guided more than capably, again, as always, by Kristen Hagerich, our executive producer. And Chris got a call first thing this morning. She said, listen, we were just talking about what happens if you get a governor who actually cares about not spending us into oblivion. Maybe somebody named Ed Hale. Well, Ed Hale called and said, hey, Kristen, what's up? And so he joins us right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Ed.
Ed, what is your reaction to what you heard? The question was whether a governor can actually make any difference if you have a Democrat legislature that has a supermajority and tells you, we're going to do what we damned well please.
I can't even believe what I've been witnessing over the last week. You know, he's saying, you know, get your name out of my mouth to Donald Trump, you know, and saying all these things. He's not going to fund the Key Bridge. Because Trump is being pushed by Westmore, and this is all Westmore running for president. Nothing. We all know that we're all political people now. I have always been, and I'm watching this, and I'm watching him poke the bear kick the hornet's nest to Donald Trump. He's caused the FBI to leave, and he's now getting Trump to, who is into retribution, no question about it. He is telling, you know, he's telling Governor Moore, I'm not, you keep this up, I'm not going to fund the Key Bridge. I believe that, number one, I can, you know, stop that because I would have a better relationship. And I want to be clear, too. I haven't talked to Donald Trump in 20 years. I was the chairman of the Miss USA pageant twice, and I had dinner with he and his family when they were in Baltimore at the Hippodrome at the arena. So I do know him. I think I can have a relationship with him. And I would show him the respect that he deserves as president of the United States, not unlike what I did with Barack Obama when he was there. And so these things, it will have to be done in a fashion that it's got to start now. Creating jobs is something I've done all my life.
Ed, when you take a look at the ability to get along with people from Barack Obama to Donald Trump, these are two people who have very, very different political points of view, you know, as I'm quite sure you're aware. But as you note, it's a matter of simply common courtesy. You respect the office. You address the individual who's holding the office with the respect for the office that the office deserves. And one of the things I've seen in the last 20 years in this country, maybe extended beyond that, maybe I just wasn't aware, Ed, but one of the things I've seen is the two sides, particularly the Democrats, have been leading this. As they run short on ideas, they run longer and longer on vitriol. If I can't work with you, then I'm going to say that your mother was a street hooker and your father was a drunk and beat her seven times a day. And this is where they're going, Ed. And I don't know how to turn that around. I'm not one of them.
Well, I don't really want to get into bad-mouthing Westmore. I just want to call it the way it is. He's running for president. The Democrats are telling him what to say, what to do, and he's doing it to the detriment of the citizens of the state of Maryland. We have all these fees and taxes, and I can speak to that directly because, you know, I've been an employer all my life. He is raising all those. He's kicking out businesses. The FBI, to me, kicking out the FBI, he should be held to account for that. Barbara Mikulski brought that in. I think it was on your show once before, and I talked about that. And, you know, he's done this to the extent that, you know, he should be held to account. I'm in this to run a fair fight. You know, I will be fully engaged. And, Nino, I know you're a Republican delegate. You know, listen, I'd like to engage anybody that wants to run for the governor's race in the primary. Let's do it. Let's have a contest. Let's do it.
Ed, hang on a couple of seconds. We have more to cover, and Nino has a couple of questions for you coming right after this, all right? It's 13 after 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the backup now with the minor accident, it was just minor. It cleared off to the shoulders, southbound 95, before you get into the southbound tubes at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They're in the median, but it backed up 95 back to and beyond the ramp at Moravia Road. 895 gets the word back in the overhead signs in Rosedale. Everybody says, well, now we're going to have to go over to 895. Well, 895 now is backed up to Moravia Road. We went from being almost completely clear pretty much all morning to now 30-minute delays trying to go south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mild, low humidity, a mix of sun and clouds today, temps in the low to mid-80s. This week, pretty much a carbon copy of that. Right now, Pikesville, 69 degrees. Downtown Baltimore at 70. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Ed Hale is with us, a candidate for governor in the state of Maryland. Also sitting in this week, as you know, Ed, is Nino Mangione. Nino, go ahead.
Yeah, no, Ed, thanks a lot for calling in. Really appreciate it. And I agree 100%. Obviously, Westmore is running for president. What you're seeing right now is you know, high-level politics. He's trying to out Gavin Newsom. That's what's happening, right? So he's doing all these low-level attacks on the president. You make a great point. First of all, he's going to get slapped down by Trump. But the point about the Key Bridge funding, for example, let's remember how much praise Governor Moore received, as if he was actually scuba diving or something during the time and going down there and retrieving some of the debris. But the fact is, his tit for tat with President Trump is jeopardizing the state of Maryland. This is also the same group of Democrats in Annapolis who continually are complaining about the necessary cuts at the federal level that had to be done. But yet here he is for his own presidential ambitions, going after Trump at the expense of Maryland's future, especially with the Key Bridge funding. And Trump plays to win. He plays hardball. So you're right. The question initially was about how a governor can play a role here in helping the state's budget. You made the point. You're exactly right. How a relationship. I mean, real leadership here would be if Wes Moore said, you know what, I'm going to swallow my pride. We need this bridge money. Mr. President, what can we do? Baltimore City is suffering from crime. Maybe you can touch on this in a second. What can we do, Mr. President, to work together to help these issues?
I think that what he has done has damaged our state almost to the point where we're circling the drain, and we have to stop it. Not because I'm running for governor, but he's got to stop this because he's running for president. I'm from here. I've created a lot of jobs here. And much like your family, Nino, I've built many buildings here, big ones, small ones. And I've done all that all my life. And I think that what he's done is has damaged us and has continued to damage us because he's running for president. And what we're speaking of the Key Bridge, I called up Bruce and Sean a few days after the bridge went down. I was going over to my to my house over in Easton, and I said to him, we should get the bodies out, get the controlled demolition to come in from out there in Hunt Valley, your neighborhood. Get them to come in and. They're terrific people. Get them to clean it up. And there's engineers, architects, and there's big construction firms here that could build a bridge not unlike the one in Boston, not unlike the one in Charleston. Do it and start it now. And we should sue everybody that even looked at that ship. You know, I'm from the trucking industry, and I had tugboats, barges, and ships that I chartered from the Hong Kong Shanghai Bank. I know that business. Everybody's got plenty of insurance. You go out and you get them so you can get this thing started and get it started now. But no, it is languishing because he's not paying attention. He was smiling at the camera when the bridge went down, and that's it. I don't know what else has happened.
Well, I was going to get your take, Ed, too, and I appreciate your comments there. A lot of this back and forth over the weekend stems around the National Guard and Baltimore City and Trump, what he's doing in D.C., whether he's going to go to New York, go to Chicago, go to Baltimore City. And I think, again, I made that point right before you just chimed in about how Baltimore City as well as anybody. Why would they not accept or work together with our federal resources to try to bring crime down?
Well, it seems that the results are getting down there, Nino, are spectacular. No murders in 9 or 10 days, and all the other things, crime is way down. Less of those bikes on the street. I haven't been to D.C. for quite a while. And I used to go down there all the time when I was in the CIA. I had to, but I didn't like it. And now I understand that it's much worse, but it's gotten better since he's done this. Do I recommend we do that now? I don't have enough data to do it in Baltimore. But I believe that we should incarcerate the kids that are 14 stealing your car and wrecking your car. I believe the parents should be fined, and I also believe that a judgment should be entered against the parents of these kids that do this continually. I think the police are fed up. The citizens are fed up. We have to start really taking care of the victims here.
Let me swing back to something at the beginning of that paragraph, if I might, because you said something that's incredibly provocative and I think makes complete sense. We are in a society where individuals are not of age, in other words, responsible for their own legal behavior until a certain age. But it's 18 in this state, if I recall correctly. It's been a while since I've been around 18, so it's easy for me to get a year wrong by two or two. But it seems to me, until that age, there's somebody responsible for that child, unless that child is an orphan, and that is the individual's parents. And the parents are responsible for that child's behavior. And so for me, it makes perfect sense to say to the parents, if your child misbehaves, the financial burden is going to fall on you. And then enforce that. I think you'd end up with a lot more parents who are actually involved with their kids because of that.
Well, I think it begins the parenting. We have to do that. I remember my mother distinctly, Eddie, if you don't straighten up, I'm going to put you in reform school. Not in the main population. I've been criticized for people say, oh, you want to put all these kids in the main population. No, you go to a reform school for the kids, the people that are basically their age. But they're not being punished. The police are so frustrated they can't stand it. And I think that they should be rewarded for sticking in here as long as they have.
And I want to make a point, because I agree with you, but that when it comes to Governor Moore, I mean, he made a massive mistake hiring, because this all comes down to juvenile crime, Vincent Schiraldi. And then he made an even, he piled onto that mistake by having his back for all this time. And then it was kind of just a debacle how it all went down.
I was out of town when he left.
Yeah, exactly. But he should have never had that job. And then the juvenile crime was a serious issue. And again, to Governor Moore's credit, he handled it poorly. But it's the Democrat supermajority in Annapolis that was part of the blame there as well over the years for what they've done with juvenile crime. But I believe, or I agree with Ed Hale on that, and the governor made a mistake as well, which a better governor, a Republican governor, would handle this juvenile crime issue far better.
Ed, listen, thank you very much for your time this morning. I appreciate you being with us.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, guys.
I'm quite sure we'll talk again, sir. All right.
Okay.
822 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well spoken. And it has some very interesting, solidly based, provocative ideas. Agree or disagree, it's nice to see somebody come to the table with some specific ideas he's willing to discuss. Because what we have too often, and this is for both parties, too often we have people with aphorisms, with clever sayings, with nothing behind them. Ed Hale's always struck me as a guy who says what he means and means what he says.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, and you mentioned earlier about the different types of Republicans. I think that is why so many people have flocked to Donald Trump over the, especially this last election, is really about results just as much as it is political party.
822, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive.
Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, start with a name you can trust. AES Builders and Home Improvement. They've been transforming homes across Maryland for over 35 years with quality craftsmanship, honest pricing, and timelines that stick. From kitchens to additions, they do it right. I've seen their work, and I trust them in my own home. Visit them at aeshome.us. That's aeshome.us. Tell them Sean sent you to get a special discount on any additions or remodeling jobs. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning, it's 823 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Right, both the tunnels still looking at least a 30-minute delay. It's all caused by this wreck, which was minor, southbound before we get into the toll plaza lanes at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They're looking at it in the median. There's a wrecker sitting there now in a police car. But just that one little spot backed us up on 95 all the way back to Moravia Road, almost back to the city-county line. And then 895 got the word they went over there, and now 895 is pretty well stacked up from around the Moravia Road going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. 30-minute delays right now, if not maybe just a little bit longer, trying to get through both the tunnels with this one minor wreck on the side on I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mild today, high between 82 and 85 degrees, a mix of sun and clouds, pretty dry, low humidity. This week it'll stay dry all week long, feel very fall-like. Temps right now, Baltimore has 70 degrees, and Bel Air also 70. By the way, a little bit warmer in Dundalk, 71, and Edgewater has 72. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And once again, it's time for us to head to the circus, ladies and gentlemen, to see which lefty has completely lost it. And she keeps topping herself. I don't know how she does it, folks. We go to the circus to find out which lefty has completely lost it. They all present themselves to us in the center ring. So please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters to the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps Democrat in exile, Rosie O'Donnell. And she's in love. She's in love. She loves the Menendez brothers.
It's unfair, it's unjust, it's criminal, and it's cruel. No matter what they've achieved, no matter how many people they've helped, no matter how they've turned their lives around with absolutely no violence in all that time, and I care about them very much, and I care about their family and every single member of their family living.
And every single member of their family living.
Do you have any idea what you just said?
This decision is devastating. I believe their truth. And so does all the members of their family living.
Members of their family living.
Do you hear yourself when you talk?
Every member of their family living. Yeah. The ones who are dead are the ones they killed, so she doesn't hear much from them anymore. Rosie, you have the world's strangest perception of reality. The Irish can have you, darling. Please stay there. Right now, get the hell out of here. You're strange. Yes. Every member of their family living. I heard that and about lost my lunch.
Didn't they confess to killing their own parents? And she's sitting there sobbing.
Yeah, they've done all kinds of nice things since then. And every member of their family living.
Living, yes.
It's like they showed up in court. You know, they're orphans.
Jeez.
It's just got to wonder where her reality lives because it's not where ours live. Listen, there's been a big stink, and I know you've heard it, Nino. This whole thing about Cracker Barrel, and there's the new logo on Cracker Barrel. I don't think people care that much about the new logo. They do care that somehow it's going to be remade into a woke environment of some sort. So the people who run Cracker Barrel have decided to go ahead, as long as they're taking the criticism, they're going to go whole hog on this. It's no longer the Cracker Barrel. It's going to be the Karen Barrel.
Change is hard. That's why we're taking our familiar country store brand, the Cracker Barrel, to the next level. Introducing the Karen Barrel. You heard me. We're still doing this crap. Out with the old, in with the new. Now you and your family can enjoy a hot, piping meal under the scrutiny of bored housewives who hate your guts. Gone are the live, laugh, love days. Now it's get in, eat your slop, and leave, you filthy incels. Our restaurant sports a new look, born out of countless hours of focus-tested Karens. The Karen Barrel is America's new restaurant. We've removed the nostalgia of our racist, musty old gift shop and replaced it with wigs and rows of boxed wine. No need to ask where the manager is. You'll be supplied with a frightening supervisor at your own table, judging you and waiting any second to cancel you over whether you order the country steak or the Trump fries. I mean, come on, if the CEO of our company doesn't screen Karen, I don't know what does. So forget tradition. Embrace Karenism. The Karen Barrel. 2016 was like 11 years ago, and we're still doing this shit. Eat up, or we're calling the manager.
So there you go, Nino. They take the next step down the road. The Karen Barrel. All right, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This in from on Westmore said, isn't it hard to believe that Westmore was a Republican at one time? One has to wonder what caused his transformation into socialist-loving Democrat. Strange what power and money can do to people. Eddie, well, I think bluntly, Eddie, when people go through that kind of, quote, transformation, money and power are actually why they're doing it. He saw his future in Maryland as a Democrat, thus he's a Democrat. Hey, listen, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes. They're looking for HVAC services. With or without our hot summer weather in full swing, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. I use them. I have their maintenance system, folks. It's great. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. They're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. And now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting and they do service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, 410-876-9404 or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company. 8:30 right now on WCBM. Once again, it's time for news and Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. The Maryland Transit Administration is investigating a cybersecurity incident involving some of its systems. According to the MTA, the incident is affecting mobility scheduling systems, along with service operations and real-time information and call centers. The MTA says its local bus, Metro Subway, Light Rail, MARC, Call a Ride, and commuter bus services are still operating. They're encouraging all riders riders, including students taking transit for this first day of school, to allow extra time and arrive early at their pickup locations. Cybersecurity experts and law enforcement are working to determine the extent of the incident and how it started. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the state may have to consider redrawing its congressional districts. On a Sunday morning show, the governor said all options are on the table when asked if he's actively looking into redistricting. Moore blamed President Trump's insistence for Republicans in Texas to rewrite their districts to give the GOP more pickup opportunities in the next election. Moore says it's like Trump's call for Georgia's election officials to find 11,780 votes to overturn his loss in the 2020 presidential race, except now he's saying, I need you to find me more congressional districts. Maryland State Police carried out a helicopter rescue operation in Charles County over the weekend. The Aviation Command was dispatched to a remote wooded marshy area in Port Tobacco Saturday evening after a park visitor fell around 25 feet from a tree and down a steep embankment. First responders from Charles County were able to access the patient, and the helicopter crew lowered a rescue device to airlift them. The injured hikers being treated at a regional trauma center. Coming up, we have a look at traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Well, here are your lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 368, and the pick 4 was 2439. Now we have traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Northbound 95 is now the new wreck. It's coming up from the Beltway through Caton Avenue and eventually up towards the ramps just before 395. A couple of vehicles on the right side, and the backup very quickly here is going to go back to the Beltway. So if you're coming up through Arbutus, you're coming into downtown to Camden Yards, you'll have that problem. You need to be to the center and the left-hand side. The other wreck was still causing problems. It was in the median on 95 South after the O'Donnell Street ramp. That, in turn, still backs us up to the city-county line. 895 is still slow after Moravia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Monday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Mix of clouds and sun and highs in the low to mid-80s. Cooler temperatures on the way later this week with dry conditions ahead. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds welcoming the Red Sox to Camden Yards tonight with a major long-term signing under their belt. Talking about, of course, Samuel Basayo, inked by Baltimore last Friday, 8-year deal. Orioles fans, I'm sure, hope it's the first of many. General Manager Mike Elias lauding team management for the ability to do so.
They've put us in a position to run this franchise optimally in a way that I don't know that it's been executed here over the long history of the team.
The deal is the third largest in Oriole history behind only Chris Davis and Adam Jones. With the preseason behind them, Ravens approaching cutdown day tomorrow in regular season mode. Team will practice today through Wednesday, take Thursday through Sunday off, back at it Monday to prepare for the Bills. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh, in light of Lamar's minor injury last week, asked on Saturday if Lamar will practice today.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. John,
Ruben Law. Unless he doesn't want to. He is Lamar.
One of one. Elsewhere in the league, an NFL Hall of Famer saying that teams were told not to draft Shedeur Sanders ahead of his shocking slide. Eric Dickerson sparking collusion allegations.
That the NFL put it,
told other, don't draft him. Do not draft him. We're going to make an example out of him. And this came from a very good source, a very good source. And he said that, I won't say who, somebody called the Cleveland Browns and said, don't do that. Draft
really?
Him. Yep. Draft him. Don't do that. Because they weren't going to draft him either. They weren't going to draft him.
Wow. New York police have arrested the man who allegedly threw a sex toy toward the court that struck a 12-year-old girl in the leg at Barclays Center in Brooklyn during an August 5 WNBA game between the Liberty and the Wings. Charles Burgess has been charged with two counts of assault. NASCAR over the weekend. Ryan Blaney with a thrilling finish at Daytona, taking the 400 in the circuit's final regular season race. And how about Parker Kligerman becoming the first NASCAR relief driver to get a win in 18 years? Began the race as an announcer for CW. The 35-year-old helped Connor Zilich take the checkered flag at Friday's Wawa 250 at Daytona. Zilich was tapping out in the middle of the race to tend to his broken collarbone. No relief driver has won in the Cup Series since Darrell Waltrip relieved an ill Donnie Allison in Talladega back in 1977. The time now is 8:36. When we return, it's the story of Ray Caldwell.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So this story, guys, brings to mind the movie The Natural with Robert Redford. You know how he hit that ball?
Oh, yes.
And the lightning struck the tower and the ball got all...
It was a great finish.
...kablooied, right? Yeah. Except this happened on this date in baseball history, actually, yesterday, August 24th, 1919. So we go back 106 years. You were there, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was in Cleveland. The Cleveland Indians, a player by the name of Ray Caldwell, a pitcher, was on the mound for the Indians, ninth inning, was hit by a bolt of lightning during the game. And despite being knocked unconscious, the game was delayed. He finally came to, got up, refused medical attention, and recorded the final out to finish the complete game. Ray Caldwell goes down in Major League history as the only player ever to get knocked by a bolt of lightning
and then stand up
on the mound. And I don't mean to make fun of it. I mean, you imagine?
It's funny because this past weekend I saw a tiny clip of video of four golfers hiding under a tree. The tree gets struck by lightning and knocks all four of them out.
Wow.
So, I mean, they were down for the count.
Not funny, okay?
No,
but obviously, you know.
Well, since everybody was okay afterwards, then it's funny. If people actually died, then it'd be, well, that's so sad that it happened. But poor Caldwell, oh my God. So he's on the mound, gets struck by lightning, he shakes it off.
Right. The manager comes out and he says, come on, Ray, shake it off. It's only a bolt of lightning.
Okay, just don't call the curve. That's amazing.
Wow.
All right, thanks, man.
You got it.
We'll hear from you again at 9:05 this morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Al is in Woodlawn. Good morning, Al. How you doing?
How you doing, gentlemen? Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say, I know how the state can save money. They don't even have to call in DOGE. They could just close down the state house in Annapolis because Governor Moore Less is never there.
Yeah.
He's never there.
Right.
I mean, well, why even have it open? I mean, I saw him on Face the Nation yesterday, and I almost threw something at the TV. I mean, you know, the moderator, I can't remember the young lady's name. I see her face that's just off that. And you know, she's asking him about, well, it says Baltimore was the fourth dangerous city, and he just shrugged it off, you know. And then he wants to talk about how, you know, federal funding was cut. But, yeah, when he came into office, he had, like, a $3 billion surplus. You know, nothing. He didn't say anything about that. And then she didn't ask him about, you know, his he says that Trump needs to worry about making things better for the American citizens, like, tax-wise. He just passed one of the biggest tax and fees bills in history.
Yeah.
And she didn't even ask him about it.
No, this is I can't remember who anchors that particular show.
But
the idea that even approached that topic, if there were news people, they would. But of course, I mean, this is where you begin to say, well, then by definition, if somebody's not willing to even ask the question, if you bring up how Donald Trump is orange man bad, talking about taxes, and you don't even discuss how you have raised taxes in your home state while you're running for president, that's not being a news person.
I have to get my emissions done next week. And that's up to, next month, that's up to $30.
Is it really?
$30 now, just for emissions test.
Now, is that for you personally, Al, or is that for your car? Because I recommend if it's for you personally, lay off the Mexican between now and then, you'll be okay.
Al's right. That was one of the fees they doubled.
Al, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for your call, man.
Thanks, Al.
Appreciate
it. Take it easy.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Yeah, the fees go up and they up. Look, and this is what's happening. The Democrats are saying, well, we'll just raise the fees at the state level to make up for the horrible stuff that they're doing at the national level, which is like a 5 or 6, 10% cut in total staff, by the way. I don't know of a single industry where you haven't had a shrinkage in the economy and there have been layoffs. I can't think of a single one. In this country where you've never had a layoff. So people are getting laid off. It's because, not because we don't have enough money, it's because of chronic overspending. And then you find yourself in a situation where you say, gee, honey, I guess we shouldn't have bought both the Infiniti and the Lexus this month. Probably have to send one of them back. I mean, that's where we are.
Yeah, you have, I mentioned earlier about the largest tax increase in history, the Moody's bond rating that we lost. You had the structural deficit after he was given a surplus. But it's more important than just the budget numbers. If you look at the state of Maryland right now, the economy, I mean, Maryland ranks number 49th nationally in job growth and 34th in total jobs added, and ranks 48th in the country for its three-year job growth rate, when meanwhile our neighboring Virginia and Pennsylvania or far outpacing Maryland in both job numbers added and their percentage growth. So what we see here is a state that has mismanaged the budget financially. They have put forward policies that have made it more difficult for job creators to come here. And we continue to lose out. Ed Hale mentioned the FBI building, for example, but some of the private businesses that just continue to find other states to build upon and choose their headquarters.
Tax rate's too high. Workforce is not educated. Yep. They're not trained. And you don't move your company and all the facilities that are involved with the company to a new location unless you know you have a trained workforce or individuals who can be trained for your industry pretty quickly. And if the tax rate's not beneficial to you, you choose someplace else. Lots of 50 different choices in this country right now. Yeah. It's 8:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We now have delays on both sides of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The new wreck was northbound right before 395. I'm looking at the camera right here just north of the Beltway, backed up way back to there, and the accident was in the two right lanes just before the 395 ramp. Hold on a minute, I got to take a cough. Gee, it didn't sound that bad. Next time I'll leave the mic open. The southbound side of I-95, that wreck was in the median right after O'Donnell Street. They were getting the vehicles out of there. But in the meantime, 95 southbound backed up to the city-county line. 895 southbound backed up to Moravia Road. Not a good situation right now at both the harbor tunnels, both north and southbound on 95 with big delays. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Mild, low humidity, a mix of sun and clouds. Temps in the low to mid-80s today. This week's going to stay dry and stay just beautiful, by the way, all week long. Temperatures should be pretty stable and should be dry all week. Ellicott City, 70 degrees right now, and Bel Air also 70. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Yeah.
Bruce, I've just watched it, and Jonathan, our internet guru over here, handed me a document. I actually just saw the video that's going viral. I guess Fox News, actually National, is covering up this Obrego Garcia. I mean, it was a madhouse outside, I guess, the ICE detention center. And they have turned this guy into like the celebrity number one and somehow some type of martyr. And it's who is this guy? We've talked about it extensively on this website, on this station. Yeah, this is a former MS-13 gang member, illegal alien. I mean, this is absurd. And yet they are having this protest down there in the city, and the video is incredible. unbelievable. You would think, we were talking about Elvis earlier on the break, you would think some huge celebrity, and like, this is a big deal. Why? This is a bad dude, and he should have never been here. He's an illegal alien. Why is he getting all this coverage?
Well, he's getting all the coverage because the Democrats think it might be advantageous.
Van Hollen.
But yeah, Van Hollen gives him a Zoom call.
A Zoom call.
Right? Which, my understanding is the only question Van Hollen had asked that was of consequence is, can I actually get a daiquiri through a Zoom call? So, I mean, when he said no, the call was over, man. It was just done. All right, thanks. You know, time now for our feel-good news story of the day. I'm being brought to you by Town Appliance of Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, your headquarters for all your appliance needs. This is an amazing story. It'd be phenomenal if, like, a 10-year-old kid in chess would beat a grandmaster. That'd be just, it's pretty amazing that it doesn't happen very often, if ever. But it'd be even more amazing if two of them did it on separate continents at the same time. And that's what happened. Two 10-year-old girls both conquered the world's oldest board game, taking down two grandmasters, men considered to be the kings of the sport. In the 2025 British Chess Championship in Liverpool, London's Bohana Sivadanan, 10 years old, beat 60-year-old Grandmaster Peter Wells. And then Bohana, not the only female chess player to make headlines. A few hours after that, 10-year-old Kia Zha beat American Grandmaster Brian Smith at the Joe Young Memorial Chess Tournament in Akron, Ohio. Two 10-year-old kids. I mean, I was barely checkers stage at age 10, and here they are taking down chess grandmasters. To me, that is just
an amazing
feat. Just amazing. Did you ever see Queen's Gambit?
I have not.
Oh, wow. You got to see it. It's you know, half fictional, half reality, but it is the way that a real chess player, the mind works, and the way that it's portrayed is just marvelous.
Not, just to play chess at 10 is pretty impressive, let alone to take on a grandmaster.
And have two of them do it within hours of each other. It's just amazing. And that is your feel-good news story of the day. By the way, I came across, and here's the sponsor.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Get involved in the conversation here. We're talking about is how amazing that is. 10-year-old kid. I was playing chess at age 10, but I couldn't clearly remember what all the players did. My dad, who was across the board from me, he had to say, no, the knight does this, and the rook does this, the pawns do this, but there's this thing called en passant. He had to actually instruct me virtually every move. These 10-year-old kids not only are past that stage, they're past two grandmasters in chess. That to me, that's amazing. That really is.
It really is. And I'll just say this. I mean, in my role as delegate, I come across a lot of young people especially, and I'm always amazed at how, I mean, just Saturday I met this kid who's going to Johns Hopkins to study like chemical and some other type of engineering. And it's fascinating what people, and 10 years old
it's
is
humbling.
Even more incredible.
It's humbling.
It really is to see what people are capable of and the talent and the brilliance some of them have.
Yeah, this is Doogie Howser times gazillion. You know. It is truly humbling to see that kind of stuff happen. This is just a fascinating story. A cardboard box just sitting in a corner. They opened up the cardboard box. It's been sitting there for some time. Inside the cardboard box were the top secret World War II maps used by the Allied troops for D-Day.
Whoa, where was that?
Yes, this is. They bought
You're
it for
kidding.
Like they bought a box for $10, and there's six maps. Provide all the restricted access detail of all five landing beaches.
No way.
Yeah, true.
Jeez.
It had been the possession of Royal Naval Sub-Lieutenant Walter Page. He actually was on landing craft tank 2138. The maps only came to light when their current owner finally looked through a box of memorabilia purchased at a previous auction. I'll buy a box of paper, you know. Pay $10. They're going to be offered by Hanson's Auctioneers in Derbyshire, England, and bids can be placed online. The maps will be sold individually. They're expected to fetch around $20,000 in total. Not bad for $10.
That is a neat piece of memorabilia.
Isn't that neat? I'll pass along the pictures. They're very cool. And I'll get the article posted. You guys can check it out. By going to Bruce's Brain on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it is 850.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Monday on the show, the D.C. crime crackdown continues. Could Baltimore be next? Fingers crossed.
Hello? Are you threatening me?
Beaver, we may have found your dad.
Plus, watch my show, Rob Carson's What in the World, Sunday night at 8:30, following Michael Savage on Newsmax, and I'll see you Monday, noon to 3, on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays, noon to 3, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, here's just an interesting little note, Nino. Baltimore is the fourth most dangerous city. This is from Marty. However, it's only fifth in STDs. Come on, you guys. You can do better than that. I mean, really. If you can kill each other off at the fourth rate in the country, you'd think you can get the STD rate up higher than that, wouldn't you? I mean, I'm just a little bit of, you know, a little bit ashamed of you guys out there because you're not doing your job. Really. Talk Radio 680. Thanks, Marty, for that nugget. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up in just a couple of seconds, Jasmine Crockett is back at it again. You'll hear from her. And something we've not talked about at all, by the way, today, but is an important story. The raid on John Bolton. What the hell is that all about? There apparently was enough information for a Maryland judge, and this is not exactly a conservative state nor conservative judiciary, said yes. Go ahead and do this. So it's going to be fascinating to find out what's behind that. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 853. And here he is, number one in whatever it was we were just talking about. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Got to hope I'm not on that list.
Number one. You're number
too many
one.
Things you have to put salve on to make them go away. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's okay. An awful thing.
It's terrible.
And Vicks is not going to do anything to help it either. It will not. I can tell you that. Northbound 95 is still slow. The wreck was right before 395. At one point, it was crowding the two right-hand lanes with a backup that went back, at least back to the Beltway. 95 south, the wreck earlier was in the shoulder area around O'Donnell Street. Backed us up towards Moravie Road. That's starting to look a little better there. 895 took the hit southbound, so we're still looking at delays there, moving slowly down from Moravia Road, Pulaski Highway, into the Old Harbor Tunnel. So right now, both the tunnels with delays, Fort McHenry Tunnel and 895 southbound and northbound side is backed up. But you can clear 395, and then you'll be okay into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But again, we're looking at late backups on 95 through the city. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mild, low humidity, mix of sun and clouds today. Temps should be between 82 and 85 degrees. This week's going to stay dry and feel very, very fall-like. What a pleasant week ahead of us we have. And right now you're taking a look at temperatures, mostly in the 70s. You have 72 in Edgewater, Ellicott City 70. By the way, Essex only 66 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 854. This past Friday, just as we were wrapping up, actually, happened in the morning, the last hour of the show on Friday, we get the news that John Bolton's home is being raided by the FBI. Jonathan Fahey points this out. Fahey is a legal expert. He said the Maryland judge okayed this raid Maryland, not a conservative state. This guy, not a conservative judge. So one would think there had to be something there on which to base this raid.
There are lots of people that hate President Trump, and they're not all having their houses searched. And again, a judge in Maryland, which isn't exactly conservative or Trump-friendly in terms of judges or anything else, issued this warrant. So that judge must have looked at what was submitted and found that there's probable cause, that there's evidence of a crime in his home.
But what crime are we talking about? I mean, this is fascinating, because either this is retribution or something is really rotten in the state of Denmark. Faye says we don't know yet exactly what kinds of crimes they're investigating.
I don't think it's really fair to jump to that conclusion right now. And again, we don't know what will amount to this. But of course, that's what everyone's going to say. It's weaponization. But of course, you know, everything against Donald Trump all fell apart with just the lightest judicial scrutiny at a higher level. So it's hard to really, attack Trump.
See, right away, you know, the charge was, clearly this is Donald Trump just getting back at somebody he doesn't like. Trump has said, I have no idea what the FBI is doing. I'm not in on this. They're running an independent investigation. I have no input there. I'm not in on the story. I will find out pretty much as you find out, probably, you know, a little bit before, but pretty much as you guys find out. So he's handled the story correctly. Whether that's truthful or not, you never know. But let's assume he's being truthful, in which case, what kind of stuff do they think Bolton has? Bolton was very high in the first Trump administration. He had a top secret clearance, probably cleared for all kinds of stuff beyond top clearance, top secret. And now they're saying there's something in his house that indicates some kind of malfeasance.
The very early stages of an ongoing investigation into John Bolton, I will say we're going to let that investigation proceed. What I can tell you is that unlike the Biden DOJ and the Biden FBI, our law enforcement agencies are going to be driven by law and not by politics.
Yeah, pardon the quality of the audio, by the way. That is J.D. Vance talking about where this investigation is by curiosity. I think CBS had an interview scheduled with him sometime on Friday afternoon. They asked him right away, what the hell is this all about? And he says, look, very early stages, and the FBI is going to run this thing. We are not.
If we think that Ambassador Bolton has committed a crime, of course, eventually prosecutions will come. And this is all part of gathering evidence, trying to understand something that we're worried about. And of course, I'll let the FBI comment on the next stage of the investigation.
Yeah, but what are you worried about? I mean, you know, this really troubles me, because I do not want to think that this is simply political retribution. I don't think it is. I think there's something there, but I don't know. None of us knows at this point, and nothing was broken over the weekend to give us any clue. The audio we're bringing you is from, you know, Friday and early Saturday, where both Jonathan Fahey and J.D. Vance, they're saying they believe there's something there. They believe there's evidence of a crime. It must be a pretty damn serious crime. And, of course, the Democrats are howling, nobody does this. They don't go to somebody's house. No, they go to their house at 6 o'clock in the morning when they're still in their pajamas and break in. I mean, that's what the Democrats do. And we can bring back Roger Stone and everybody else to testify. And that's how the Democrats handle this kind of stuff. I don't know that that's the case in this. I hope it is not. I disagree with John Bolton rather strongly on a lot of the crap he's pulling out now. But it's odd to say this, but I hope there's actually something there to justify what happened on Friday.
Yeah, I agree with you, but it's very important to note, like you said, that federal judge must sign off. So this isn't Donald Trump, and you take him at his word saying, listen, I hate John Bolton. He's a jerk.
Go raid his house.
He had a federal Maryland judge, you said from Maryland.
Maryland judge.
That gave the go-ahead after looking at what they presented to look in whether or not he was, I guess, passing these classified documents somehow.
Or something.
Something along those lines. I think that's what they're accusing him of. And, yeah, it's going to play out. He hasn't been charged with a crime, so they're doing the investigation.
Here's the question. We only have 30 seconds left. Here's the question. He got clearance for his first book, because they have to go through this clearance. I don't know if he got clearance for his second book. If he did not get clearance for his second book, he could be in trouble. Because that's a big problem. You have to, when you hold that kind of a secret designation, you have to get everything you write cleared. It's in your agreement with the government when you take the gig. So I don't know if the second book was cleared or not. I don't know if they found out conflicts between the second book and what he's saying now. We'll keep our eye on the story and let you know. Folks, that's it for us for the day. Me and I'll be back first thing tomorrow morning. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.